say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the arc's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Was a land of the free. And the home of the brave.
Ladies and gentlemen, last night was the biggest night for Donald Trump since his election. More is coming out on the Biden crime family corruption. But first, a coalition of doctors in the Netherlands have come out and made a statement during a press conference. There is no pandemic. There was no pandemic. It's time to stop the sham.
Hello, I'm Elke de Klerk from the Netherlands, and I want to state that we do not have a medical pandemic or epidemic. We also state that COVID-19 should not be on list A for any longer, because we now know that it is a normal flu virus, and the normal flu virus isn't on list A. So we are also starting a lawsuit to the state of the Netherlands to bring this in with a large group of doctors and a really large group of nurses also, because we have contact with 87,000 nurses that do not want the vaccine that is being prepared for us. I want to state, if there is no pandemic, I am wondering why our kids are in schools with masks. There's absolute constitutional rights, and they cannot be infringed or inflicted for any medical reason. There's no reason for panic. Also in the medical practice, there's no reason for panic. The panic is created by these false positive PCR tests. 89% until 94% of those PCR tests are false positive. They don't test for the COVID-19, and also the rest is false negative. So we have to look at clinics. We have to start looking at clinic. Medical doctors have to stop looking at those tests. That's very important. Let's go back to the clinics and to the facts. We have in the Netherlands now the regular press publishing the news that the PCR test is not a correct test. So I'm very happy about that. So there's hope. Thank you.
Statistics have come out that up until April 2020, there was zero deaths in Ireland. These are the official statistics from the CSO, the Central Statistics Office. The first death was in April. And in the whole country in 2020, we have 98 deaths out of 5 million people. So in Ireland, 30,000 people die every year, 10,000 from cardiovascular disease, 10,000 from cancer. The 98 deaths in Ireland are preventable if they had been given prevention and treatment. And we see now that probably there will be thousands more deaths in Ireland just from cancer and cardiovascular.
So, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. And that's actually a coalition of doctors from all over the world. The first lady who you heard the most from was from the Netherlands. And there's a whole hours of video of them breaking this down, because anybody who looks into it knows now it was a fake pandemic, folks. Fake pandemic. It's over. The game's over. The charade is over. Now, when we come back, we're going to get into the massive movements, shifts in the force, when we come back.
A major life lesson just took place last night. The top story in the country was that Hunter Biden's laptop information had come out. Him with hookers and shooting porno movies and crack pipes. But the real news was how he had indeed been bought off by Burisma and had done so at the behest of his father, who was getting large parts of the money. But you see, Twitter and Facebook and others totally censored the info and even censored major news publications and even censored the president. But when the president and Congress said they were going to take action, suddenly Jack of Twitter said he didn't know it had happened and it was wrong. And that's the big life lesson here. Standing up and saying no to organized crime, racketeering is the way to stop it. Groveling to it and letting big tech lie to us and run over us is the way to make these tyrants continue to go absolutely crazy. Remember, they support communist China and its death camps. What will they do to us? Well, we now know.
Gentlemen, the 45th president of the United States has just touched down on Air Force One in Florida. He is going to be delivering remarks in his first live rally since the slaying of Savannah Guthrie and the deep state and the globalists last night. Which what I measure is the biggest night for President Donald Trump since his State of the Union speech and the biggest night for Donald Trump, the man, since his election. And guys, can we have that even behind me too, or just put it on screen so that, because people don't want to see my face. I want to see this. So let's put this up full screen as I'm talking here. Yeah, just leave Air Force One up there. This is live footage from Florida, folks. You're tuned in to the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Streaming live on band.video. We're going to be covering President Trump's rally here live. I'm anxiously awaiting what he has to say after the Jedi judo that he pulled over on Savannah Guthrie in the deep state last night. It was really incredible. And while we're watching this, I'll just go ahead and get into this. President Trump had such a big victory last night, it really is immeasurable. It really is mostly unseen because America saw what happened, that Joe Biden couldn't debate Donald Trump, didn't want to be in a ring with Donald Trump, and Savannah Guthrie served as a fill-in for Joe Biden to debate Donald Trump. Folks, you got to understand. People have enough common sense and wit about them to say, how come we canceled the debate, but both presidential candidates are still having live events with crowds? Huh? Well, they get it. Biden didn't want to be in the ring with Trump. Savannah Guthrie filled in for Biden as the debate opponent for Trump. And Donald Trump successfully defeated Savannah Guthrie last night in the Trump versus Guthrie debate. This is the curveball that last night was that most people won't even see. It's kind of like a good hitter in baseball can see the seams of a baseball. The average person can't see the seams, a fastball versus a curveball. They can't see the seams. For the informed, for the aware, for the observant audience, they saw the seams of that curveball last night. Folks, Savannah Guthrie was a representation of the deep state, of the establishment in its death throes, waging every narrative and everything they possibly could against President Donald Trump, trying to extinguish any fire. And Trump was ready. He was prepared. He knew every move she was going to make before she made it. He was sending her little signals that he knew it to. If you read a transcript of what Trump said last night versus listening, you would notice a lot of subtle language as well. President Trump was strong. He was forceful. He was unrelenting in a good way. He took it to the media. He took it to the deep state. He played the little games with Guthrie. And he had a massive victory. Massive. Not only over Guthrie, but on the other side of the aisle, you had Joe Biden doddering, low energy, step on all of us, Stephanopoulos, lobbing questions, a total fluff job, a total fluff up, a total puff. But everybody saw it. And he looks weak. Meanwhile, as President Trump is about to get off Air Force One and deliver first remarks since his victory last night. Just look at this. I just had the crew. I said, hey, guys, you just print me all the Trump events coming up. I mean, the Trump campaign is firing on all cylinders. Not just President Trump having multiple events a day, but you've got Trump Jr. multiple events. You got First Lady Melania Trump. You got Vice President. You got Second Lady Karen Pence. You've got Eric Trump. You've got Ivanka Trump, you got, I mean, it is just crazy. But here's what's going on with just President Trump. Today in Florida, tonight in Macon, Georgia, tomorrow in Michigan, tomorrow in Wisconsin, Sunday in Nevada, Monday in Prescott, Arizona. Keep your eyes open on Prescott, Arizona. And then Monday in Tucson, Arizona. Not to mention, again, his sons and everybody else having rallies. The numbers are in. President Trump's ratings for last night's competing town halls dominated. You could say two times. You could say five times. The real number, 10 times, 20 times. It was essentially the same as a Joe Biden event crowd versus a Trump event crowd. There is no crowd at a Biden event. See? Even Myra Jolie agrees with me. And if Myra Jolie agrees with you, you know you're winning. Who's Myra Jolie? She was the Dominican American immigrant that was in the crowd last night behind President Trump. A beauty queen, an immigration lawyer, nodding in agreement with what Trump said, sent the left into a tizzy. You know why? Because the Democrats and the liberal, see, the liberal thinks that they get to dominate you. If you're a white person, they dominate you. You should be guilty. If you're a quote unquote minority, they dominate you. You have to vote Democrat. And so they see what they view as a minority. A woman of color, whatever they want to say. That's how they look at people. Identity politics. And then they see her going against everything that they want her to be. Everything they say she should be. Everything they think she is. Oh, it drives them mad. And so they dox her and they attack her and they lie about her. Guess what? She doesn't care. She probably loves it. And we love to see it. Trump was on fire last night. I mean, I could go through the numbers, but the ratings, folks, it's not even close. Nobody was watching Biden. Everybody was watching Trump. And that's with the left trying their darndest to win the internet ratings battle. On Newsweek, the headline and the story, TikTok users watched Biden's town hall on multiple devices to try and beat Trump's ratings, and they still got smashed. And that's the same thing that's going to happen on Election Day. They're going to do everything they can to try to cheat and beat the system, and they will lose. They will lose. But what do they do when they lose? They throw fits. They throw temper tantrums. They break things. They attack. They snarl. They get vicious. So just be ready for that, because that's where this goes next. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think that we're going to be right on time for President Trump's speech when we come back from this short break here. And we're going to be carrying Trump's rally. We got great guests coming up. Patrick Howley, you're not going to want to miss what we're talking about with Patrick Howley. And it was weird because I was thinking about exactly what he was thinking about. And this was before we even talked. But then I saw a story that he posted and I knew I had to get him on. And then Joe Ordia, Virginia Freedom Keepers, is going to be joining us in the third hour as well. But again, President Trump's rally will be kicking off, I think, right when we return from this break. So, very loaded broadcast. I'm probably not going to plug much, folks. Infowarsstore.com. Infowarsstore.com. Huge specials. Free shipping right now at Infowarsstore.com. Three times the Patriot points with every order. That can be applied towards future purchases. Infowarsstore.com. Infowarsstore.com. Fund the mothership. Into the next dimension, InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates. And our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more. And they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click Add to Home Screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share Band.video.
I've got some really important and, quite frankly, bad news for you. We've confirmed from high-level sources in our own research that if Joe Biden's able to steal the election, and they're going to really try to do it, they're that crazy, they intend to not just shut down InfoWars, but have yours truly, Alex Jones, arrested. Now, here's the really bad news. They're coming after everybody, and they're coming after the economy. And they want to totally gut it and punish Americans for supporting Donald Trump and repudiating Hollywood and all the trash. But here's the really good news. The really good news. Humanity is awakening to this threat. We're no longer asleep. And we understand that the globalists are our mortal enemies. And we fundamentally understand that they're trying to end our nation and the free market and our Judeo-Christian roots forever. That's why we must come together now as Americans of every race, color, and creed, and repudiate the New World Order and stand firm and vote for Donald Trump, but also the information war, support independent media that tells the truth, like InfoWars.com. Thank you. History is now. History is taking place in front of us. We are at the crossroads. We are now only 2 weeks out for the most historic and important election in world history. I've been saying that for over a year, but now people really understand I wasn't exaggerating. This is so critical. The New World Order wants to repudiate the nation state. They will repudiate the idea of America. They want to repudiate the idea of the Renaissance and the Enlightenment and bring in their technocracy. So they are throwing everything they've got at not just the American people, but the people of the world. That's why your word of mouth is beyond king. It is paramount. When you spread the articles, when you spread the videos, when you shoot your own video or write your own article or knock on your neighbor's door and talk to them or call your friends and family and tell them to vote for Trump, when you speak out against the system, when you do things that seem little, Together, it adds up into giant things. Many hands make light work. History's happening now. Take action now while you still can. Please, for all of our futures.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
We are waiting for President Trump to come out of Air Force One and on to the stage to address the nation in his first event since last night's victory over Savannah Guthrie. My, what a victory it was. I was getting blown up all night long from friends and family about how great Trump did. From those that watched the Biden event, how big of a joke it was. A total fluff piece, folks. I mean, everybody saw it. And everybody saw how vicious Savannah Guthrie was. This is really something. It was really something to witness. And while we wait for President Trump to begin,
additional power to make that decision.
We'll just pipe them in right now. We'll just go back to the famous event.
I would think that you would be able to rule either for me or against me. But
no.
I don't see any conflict whatsoever.
I want to cover just what's developing right now in the latest Biden crime family mess, the disaster that it is. But not only is Twitter censoring that story, not only is Facebook and everybody censoring that story, but specifically for this reference, not only is Twitter censoring the New York Post story, they're making this trend to the top and go to the top of your search bar or trend bar to try to control the narrative. And the story is that Twitter is forcing into your feed. Joe Biden did not push out a Ukrainian prosecutor for investigating his son. The Washington Post confirms. I mean, guys, we literally have the tape. So at this point, you realize that these are just cold-hearted, cold-blooded, unmitigated liars, which should scare everybody. Say what you want about Owen Schroyer or Alex Jones or InfoWars. We never claim to be perfect. But I've never ever come on air to lie. I've never told a lie on air to you. I would never do such a thing. But for Twitter to push the Washington Post gigantic, gigantor, Tyrannosaurus Rex of lies that Joe Biden did not push out a Ukrainian prosecutor for investigating his son, even though we literally have Biden on tape doing it. And that's the big joke. I mean, I didn't send the crew the tape. We could go pull the tape. I could air the tape. We've already aired the tape. And then it goes on to attack the emails obtained by the New York Post, which are just totally verified. Where is Hunter Biden, by the way? Where is Hunter Biden? The turning in of the laptop, the missing of Hunter Biden, the things that are coming off the laptop, not good. It's not good, ladies and gentlemen. From Breitbart today. This is China Inc. Emails reveal Hunter Biden associates helped communist aligned Chinese elite secure White House meetings for tens of millions of dollars. And it's all in the emails and the texts and the exchanges. Rudy Giuliani releases text message from Hunter Biden to daughter Naomi. Unlike Pop, that's Joe Biden, I won't make you give me half of your salary. And, you know, here's what I'm beginning to wonder about this stuff. First of all, where is Hunter Biden? Okay. Where is Hunter Biden? What is he doing? I mean, this whole thing is wild. With the email being turned into that company, and then it just gets left there, and now the lawyers are saying they want it back, but it's too late. There's backups. And then you read the emails and it's like, well, how is Hunter Biden facilitating these meetings? I mean, some methed out, cracked out, you know, white shoe boy who can't even run his own life. How, you know, what? And then you begin to wonder, does Joe even know what's going on? When did Joe Biden forget everything that was even going on around him? When did Joe Biden become the Joe Biden that we now know him as? How many years has Joe Biden been gone out of it, not having a clue? Is that why he was with Barack Obama as his vice president? Because Obama knew he could get away with anything and everything because Joe Biden doesn't even know what the hell's going on. He can't even remember to take his pills. Is that what's going on here? Well, we know what's going on at the very least. It's that Joe Biden, well, it just, you know, you didn't do so well for Hunter, did you, Joe? I guess financially Hunter's looking real good, but man, as a guy, as a father, not so much. Making deals for cash. We're talking millions and millions and millions of dollars. Cutting deals with China for access to Joe. But in the ultimate ridiculous irony, and CNN, of course, has the story. The FBI is leading an investigation into whether unverified emails, unverified that I'm Owen Schroyer talking live on air. It's unverified. I'm wearing a jacket or a white button up shirt or I got my hair slicked to the side or a watch on. It's all unverified, folks. Okay. Because see, it's not verified till they verify it. So it doesn't matter. You're not even verified. See, that's like the whole Twitter verification with the blue check mark. Unless Twitter verifies you, you're not verified. So there is no InfoWars. There is no InfoWars crew. There is no Owen Schroyer. There are no Hunter Biden emails, folks. There are none. There are no Hunter Biden emails because they're not verified. See, CNN said so. CNN says it's unverified, so it doesn't exist. But it's the FBI now leading an investigation into whether unverified emails about Hunter Biden are tied to a, and here you go, ongoing effort targeting his father's campaign by Russia. And as we go to break, President Trump comes off Air Force One and gets ready to have his first rally since the victory over Savannah Guthrie in the deep state last night in the competing town halls. But ladies and gentlemen, the FBI is saying it's a Russian attack on Joe Biden's campaign that the Hunter Biden emails got out, even though there's literally zero Russian involvement, and it's Americans and it's emails from his own computer. That's how fallen the FBI is under Chris Wray. That's how fallen CNN is that they report this. And Trump is next.
COVID rollout has been extremely well planned, very well thought out, and has been incrementally orchestrated. First, it's 15 days to keep the hospitals empty. That's all lies. Then it's 2 months. Then it's 6 months. Then it's a year. Now Bill Gates says 10 years. And people are now saying, I like my mask. I like my face diaper. I like my binky. And so getting into the fear, getting into the hysteria, getting into all the exaggerated death numbers, this is our new neurotic control freak society overseen by robots, overseen by AI. And all of it is designed to make humans non-essential. That's why out of the gates they tell us, you are non-essential. You are non-essential. Your company, your restaurant, your job, your profession is non-essential. This is so incredibly authoritarian, premeditated, and Bill Gates sits on top of it. Come on, folks, let's reject this. It was 30 months ago that InfoWars, and of course yours truly, Alex Jones, was banned on more than 60 major platforms in one day, led by the CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, who helps China run giant death camps. Always just let that be in the back of your mind when we talk about these monsters and where they're taking us. They have no bottom. And people said, Jones, how are you taking it? And I said, I'm taking it just fine. They're coming for you next. This is a technocracy. They're merging with Big Pharma. They're taking over the media. This is a digital psychological dictatorship in their own words. This is a planetary takeover. They're then going to start locking us in our houses using supposed plague threats. That's so the wireless system can come into place with the driverless cars and the robot takeover. How did I know all this would happen? Because they've been saying they're going to do it. You see, it's not that I'm psychic. I know how to read what these monsters are saying. So you have to understand, as crazy as all this sounds, it doesn't come from me. It comes from them. There's only 5 days left in the InfoWars Total Blowout Mega Sale. 5 days left. I want to thank you all for your support because things are so unstable and so crazy and the supply chains are breaking down. I made the decision a month ago to sell out of our inventory and then to readjust and even see if we're going to be able to continue on in the future with this model of funding our operations by selling high-quality supplements and other products. And thanks to your support, we've gotten in enough money to reorder most of the best sellers. So I want to thank you all for your support. We still have a lot of our best-selling items available, but they're selling out very, very quickly. We still have 30 to 60% off, free shipping, and the big thing, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off on your next order. If you sign up for auto ship, you additional 10% off. So some of these deals are so good, we lose money on the products. But regardless, it gets money into our coffers in the short term to continue the fight. Things are so critical right now with the election. Be sure to visit the site, InfoWarsStore.com. If you pay close attention to what big tech is actually saying, and more importantly, what they're actually doing, when they shut down the Hunter Biden laptop story, that was a test to see if they could work in concert to totally suppress information, because they've also been on record saying coming up on election day and thereafter, they're not going to let anyone but, quote, authoritative sources, that means CNN, New York Times, what a joke, come out and say who the real winner is. That way they can contest the election even though Trump's the clear winner, hold everything up with the ballots, then cause a constitutional crisis, call for secession, and have the UN come in and declare the election for Biden. This is what John Podesta and others are on record saying. And so when you see them in concert censoring something like the Hunter Biden laptop story, that is a drill, that is a test to get all their systems ready, but also to condition the public that big tech works in unison to suppress speech and information. This is election meddling 101. This is illegal.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
President Trump is speaking live at a campaign rally in Florida. Let's pick it up live with President Donald J. Trump.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, we're leading in the state of Florida. How would it be if we didn't have the Russia witch hunt and all this nonsense that they threw at us for almost 4 years with the spying and all the things? How would it be? They wouldn't even have an election. We'd just say, okay, we'll take it for another 4 years, right? But now we're doing great. And 18 days from now, we're going to win the state of Florida. We're going to win 4 more years in the White House. And early voting starts on Monday. We're going to have a red wave, it's called, the red wave.
By the way, early voting lines are longer than anyone's ever seen.
They're calling it a red. These people, look at all those cameras. These people, they're calling it a red wave. They expect there may be. Not forget about the word may. They said there may be a big red wave. We will have a red wave, the likes of which they've never seen before, and that includes 4 years ago. Joe Biden is he's a disaster, let's face it, but did you see last night? Did you see the easy questions? Now, did you watch that whole deal? Did you see him a week ago with Lester Holt on NBC? Like, come on, Joe. Come on, Joe. Can we help you with the answer, Joe? It's a disgrace. And you saw what I got last night, right? But it's okay. She's like disappeared. Nobody can find her. She's not too popular right now. But we enjoyed it, you know. We enjoyed it. You know, we don't say, give us the questions, give us the answers. We wanted this. We don't want to read it off teleprompters. We don't want to do that. And we know what we got, and people really expect it. And by the way, if you can't handle Savannah, you cannot handle Putin and President Xi and Kim Jong-un. That's small potatoes last night. That's small potatoes. But it does seem unfair when you have a guy that's constantly getting questions like you're talking to a child, right? Like you're talking to a child. They say, what's this? And then you get like, boom, boom. What about this? What about that? What about this? Now, but that's why we're here, right? You know the expression? You know the expression? They come after us from every angle. They're after us. And we're here, and they're not. So it's pretty good, right? It's pretty good. And we appreciate this great support, but Biden is the living embodiment of the corrupt political class that you take a look what he's done. It's a political class that enriched itself while draining the economic life and soul from our country. Look at what's happened. And now you see it. And you see it better than ever before. And with all of the things that you know took place, not one question was asked of this guy last night about that. Can you even believe it? It's the biggest story worldwide. It's a corrupt family. And these people didn't ask him one single question about it. It's incredible. No, it's true.
Oh, wow. I don't believe I've ever heard a lock him up chant for Joe Biden. I could be wrong, crew.
I like this guy.
No?
Will you
stand up,
look at this guy.
Listen to the roar of that crowd. Folks, this is a monster overflow crowd here, by the way.
That's cool. For the last 47 years,
no, like, I mean, maybe I've seen one mask, maybe two.
Shut down your factories, threw open your borders, and ravaged our cities while sacrificing American blood and treasure in endless foreign wars in countries that you've never even heard of. And they're all coming back, you know that. They're all coming back. Except in certain areas, if you don't mind, where we kept the oil. We left some of our great soldiers. We kept the oil. We should have kept the oil in plenty of places when we went over there. We should have never been there. But if we're going to be there, remember I used to say for years, keep the oil. We didn't do that. He's a servant of the wealthy donors and globalists and special interests who got rich, bleeding our country dry. They sold you out, and I know this area very well, and you got sold out big. This whole state got sold out. Every state did. They sold you out on trade, on borders, on jobs, on crime. One act of treachery after another. In 2016, Florida voted to fire this corrupt and this... Look, this is the most corrupt group of people, okay? I've gotten... You know, when I say drain the swamp, I used to think it was like a swamp... This thick, it's like a real thick. It's very thick. So Florida voted to fire the corrupt and decrepit political establishment, and you elected an outsider as president, and we finally put America first. It's only been about 30 years. This week we learned from newly released emails that Joe Biden has been blatantly lying about his involvement in his son's corrupt business dealings. The highest level. Yes.
Sabotage. Sabotage. What? No. Why are you taking my feed? Put Trump back on. Put Trump back on.
As soon as his father became vice president, he became
I'm like Hunter Biden with crack
for the family.
Trump is like crack for Hunter Biden for me. Be that
Hunter
Trump crack.
Also referred to another more lasting and lucrative arrangement, as he called it, with the same Chinese businessman that would be so much more interesting to me and my family, his father. Okay, his father. These deals were made after Biden spent his entire career letting China steal our jobs and raid our factories. And let me tell you something. If he ever won, China will own the United States, okay? They will own it. What's happening to China now? Nobody's ever seen that. Nobody ever thought it was possible. We've done so much better than them until they sent us the plague. And now we're coming back from the plague. We could have lost 2.2 million people and more. And we lost much. We lost over 200,000 people. We shouldn't have lost a person. What they did to us, we will never forget. Just remember that. We will never
forget. Now, this was important messaging from last night that he's now carried over. China sent us the virus. He's emphasizing this.
The Bidens got rich.
Now, we'll see what price China pays, but this is definitely messaging for the president here.
And, you know, I say it, and I sort of said it very timidly initially, and now you see this. They got the guy's laptop. They've got thousands of things. I mean, they're going through it. And I give great credit to the New York Post, the New York Post, for what they did. The New York Post. I don't know how many of you read the New York Post, but it's the oldest paper in the United States. I think it's like the fifth largest paper. It really is. You know, you talk about mainstream media. They went out and they did what these people should have been doing. These people do nothing. But I said it very timidly, and now I say it. Joe Biden is a corrupt politician, and he has been for a long time. And the Biden family is a criminal enterprise, and you know it, and so do I. In fact, they sort of make crooked Hillary Clinton look like amateur hour. You think about it. Yet all of this is being covered up by the media and big tech. You saw that. You see that? You put a story out from the New York Post, and they shut down a site. How about Kaylee? Her site got shut down because she put out a story from the New York Post. This is what's going on. So they talk about freedom of speech and freedom of the press. There's no freedom of the press. But watch what we do. But the biggest thing we can do, November 3rd. That's the biggest
thing. That's right, folks. That's right. We'll be right back.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. But most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got some really important and, quite frankly, bad news for you. We've confirmed from high-level sources in our own research that if Joe Biden's able to steal the election, and they're going to really try to do it, they're that crazy, they intend to not just shut down InfoWars, but have yours truly, Alex Jones, arrested. Now, here's the really bad news. They're coming after everybody, and they're coming after the economy, and they want to totally gut it and punish Americans for supporting Donald Trump and repudiating Hollywood and all the trash. But here's the really good news. The really good news. Humanity is awakening to this threat. We're no longer asleep. And we understand that the globalists are our mortal enemies. And we fundamentally understand that they're trying to end our nation and the free market and our Judeo-Christian roots forever. That's why we must come together now as Americans of every race, color, and creed, and repudiate the New World Order and stand firm and vote for Donald Trump, but also the information war, support independent media that tells the truth, like InfoWars.com. Thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Let's go back live to President Trump in Florida at a rally.
Well, everyone else was locked down. Somebody caught him. Who the hell caught him? That was a great thing, right? You know? And then we caught some people doing whatever. We'll find out what that was all about. And then she said it was my fault. It was my people that caught them. It was Trump's fault. It's always Trump's fault. Can it ever be like Rick Gates' fault? I mean, it's always Trump's fault, Rick. By the way, how did the governor do? Did he get up and make a great speech? Good governor. Good guy, too, right over here. A lot of good people here. It's time we send a message to these shameless, wealthy, liberal hypocrites in Washington, D.C. and Silicon Valley. Do you see that Silicon Valley and these guys are 99% behind the Democrats, okay? What's that all about? What's that all about?
Oh.
The 99, not even 90, I'd like to say 90.
So
right?
The left has 99. Now gone so infantile. Need their money and big tech is in on it. Think about that. Big tech with some of the most advanced technology ever, right?
Do me a favor,
or so we think.
I don't like making those calls.
And they have blamed Trump as the number one trend, the most infantile thing you could ever imagine.
They call and they ask for a little thing like how to make an extra $5 billion. I don't make those calls. You know, you read where they have a lot of money flowing in. That's because everyone's calling everybody. We're going to win. And when we win, this is this and this is. That's why they raise money. I could raise much more money. President, every call I make, every single guy, even if they hated me, they'd all contribute. But, Rick, you understand it. I don't want to make those calls. I don't want to make those calls, right? Huh? Yeah, I know. Where is Rick? He's here. Where is Rick? Where is Rick? Oh, you're there. Good. So I just want to thank everybody, and we do have some special people. Matt, stand up. Come here. I want to just tell something. This guy, Matt Gaetz. So Matt, Matt's been another one of our stars. We're going to introduce some of our congressmen and women later, but he's done some special job. How are we doing in Florida, Matt? Good? So, you know, the polls came out today, and they're very good. They don't report them. They don't report them. They do report them if they were bad, but we're not going to have any bad. We're going to have a big day. Make sure you work very hard, Matt, and I'll see you in a second. On Election Day,
this is so key.
You can send a message that the fake news media and the big tech censors, because that's what they are, the big censors, and we're going to send them back. We're going to clean out the Washington swamp. I never knew it was this deep, but we're cleaning out the Washington swamp. We're going to show them the American people are in charge by delivering Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, a thundering defeat like they haven't seen before. Like they haven't seen before.
Folks, I got to say something. Now, this is my poll. This is my projection. This is what I foresee happening on election night. And we're going to go right back to President Trump. But I have to say this, and I'm dead serious here. And this is to the crew. This is to everyone in the audience. This is to my family, for my friends, folks. You have got to vote November 3rd. You have got to vote for Donald Trump. If I find out a member of this crew does not vote on November 3rd or hasn't voted, I think I'm going to kick their ass. I think I'm going to organize a group to just kick their ass. I'll do it live on air. We have to vote. And don't, you know what? And here's the other thing too. Take friends. Go take four of your friends to come out and vote Trump. Go make an event. Go make a social event of it. Take your mom, take your dad, take your grandma. Get people to the polls, folks. This is our day. This is our victory. This is the fight. Right now, November 3rd, vote Trump. Take your friends. Take your family. This is our moment. This is our time. Rally the troops. Let's go. 17 days, folks. Start telling your friends and family now. Hey, get 10 people to go vote with you. Tell them why it's so important to vote for Trump. Take them to the polls. Let's do it. Now, I'm encouraging you to vote. And I'll tell you, The best way, if you want to do it like me, to just get in and out is to go at like 6 in the morning when early voting opens at 7 and you'll wait about an hour. That'll literally be as quick as you'll be. That's the quickest thing. But either way, whatever you decide to do, whether you want to do it the quick way or make it a social event, bring out a bunch of friends and family, you have got to vote November 3rd, folks. You have got to. You have got to. And if everybody listening to this votes and takes their friends and family and gets someone else to vote, that right there is what's going to happen. 319. Let's go back to President Trump.
Enthusiasm, typically it never wins. We'll find out. It better not win, okay? It better not win, Matt. Biden has handed control to the socialist, Marxists, and far-left lunatics. If he wins, the radical left will be running this country. And they're addicted to power, and God help us if they ever get it, because we will never have the same country again. We never will. We never will.
Vote like your life depends on it, folks. Because it does.
An amazing amount of people back there.
Huge crowd.
That's an amazing
huge crowd. Let's see if they show it. Overflow crowd.
That is unbelievable. That goes back a long way. That's unbelievable. Thank you. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Thank you very much. I wish we had the cameras pushed back further. I wish the cameras were in the back. Thank you. Thank you very much. Why don't you drive
hear that?
Crazy?
That's, that's America years, winning right, right now. Versus globalism.
They want to punish the middle class, expand every last trace of traditional values, and replace the American dream with the socialist nightmare. That's what it's going to be. You take a look at what's happened with some of these countries, and look at Venezuela. 18 years ago, 17 years ago, is one of the richest countries, incredible, tremendous wealth, tremendous natural resources. Now they don't have water, they don't have food, they don't have medicine. We get them whatever we can. But we're working hard. Watch what happens with Venezuela. Watch what happens with Cuba. Watch what happens with plenty of places that are in trouble, because we have to do that. We have to take care of people. But look at what's happened to Venezuela. And don't kid yourself. I used to say, well, that could never happen. When you look at the ideology that we're talking about now, it's the exact same ideology.
Yeah. It's folks, the exact and look, you got to understand, ideology. Trump understands this. Trump is in the service economy. You know, they tried to hammer him last night about his debt or whatever. And he could, like you said, he could have explained it would take hours. The point is, Trump leverages the human economy. Trump invests in the human economy. Trump invests in the service industry, in the person-to-person economy. So, I mean, he sees socialism encroaching. He sees communism. He sees Venezuela. He sees it and he says, well, you know, I've built up all this wealth. I have nothing. My kids have nothing. My grandkids have nothing. There is no future with all this. All my real estate, all the service industry, all of this, it's all gone. I'm not going to be selling nuts at my hotels. I'm not going to be having fancy dinners. I'm not going to be selling wines. I'm not going to be selling steaks. No one's going to be coming to my hotels. And so he's just like, okay, well, as a self-preservation thing, he knows he has to run to preserve everything he's worked for and built. But then it became so much more than that. And that's where we're at now. But as a businessman, Trump gets this better than anything else. And you know, it was really revealing, I think, last night for a lot of people, how much attack this man is under. Of course the IRS is going after him illegally. Shut them down. Let's go back to President Trump here.
Numbers, we had the greatest economic recovery. We had the greatest economy in the history of the world. And then we got hit by the plague from China. But I'll tell you, and then we saved millions of lives and we're rebuilding at a level that nobody can even believe. But we were coming together. And I told the person, I said, the thing that's going to bring our country together is success. And it was happening. And until that artificial, horrible situation came in, it was happening. It was happening like never before. And had that not happened, you would have seen great unity. And by the way, last administration had no unity. Look at St. Louis. Look at Henderson. Look at Ferguson. Look at all of the different. Look at Oakland. Look at Baltimore. Look at the things that were happening. People forget. It was a mess. It was a total mess. And then you look at H1N1 that Biden always calls N1H1. I said, no, Joe. Don't do it, Joe. He can't do it. He can't do it. Did you see last night he had to take out the piece of paper? $200 billion. It's not that big a deal to 200. Let's see. I'm not allowed to take out paper, right? Am I allowed to take out or start reading?
All right, folks, there's a glimpse of this just, I mean, I don't know how many thousands are there, but just huge overflow crowd of the Trump rally. We'll be right back with Trump Live again. Vote Trump November 3rd. Take at least one person with you. Encourage others to do so well as well.
It's taken me 2.5 years to finally even be able to convince Congress and the rest of the world that we were only the initial target to set the precedent for coordinated big tech censorship. Now the world finally understands it. But we don't have 2.5 years for the learning curve to take place this time. Bill Gates and the UN are on record saying the lockdown is permanent. It is a plan to lower carbon footprint. It is a plan to make the world population poor. It is a diabolical power grab. It is a revolution against the Industrial Revolution. They call it the post-industrial world. And it's the excuse for them to take control of every facet of our lives and implement absolute authoritarianism. So, again, to everybody out there, if you love your children, like my daughter that just woke up here, and if you care about yourselves and any future, you need to get awake, you need to understand this information, you need to warn others, okay? It's a life and death situation. I've got some really important and, quite frankly, bad news for you. We've confirmed from high-level sources in our own research that if Joe Biden's able to steal the election, and they're going to really try to do it, they're that crazy. They intend to not just shut down InfoWars, but have yours truly, Alex Jones, arrested. Now, here's the really bad news. They're coming after everybody, and they're coming after the economy, and they want to totally gut it and punish Americans for supporting Donald Trump and repudiating Hollywood and all the trash. But here's the really good news. the really good news. Humanity is awakening to this threat. We're no longer asleep, and we understand that the globalists are our mortal enemies, and we fundamentally understand that they're trying to end our nation and the free market and our Judeo-Christian roots forever. That's why we must come together now as Americans of every race, color, and creed and repudiate the New World Order and stand firm and vote for Donald Trump, but also the information war, support independent media that tells the truth, like InfoWars.com. Thank you.
InfoWars.com/show.
President Trump is still live. We'll rejoin him. Ladies and gentlemen, I just wonder, after that curveball we saw for the second presidential debate, what knuckleball is the deep state going to throw us next? Let's go back to Trump live.
Inflation that destroyed, would have destroyed our suburbs. It would have destroyed our American dream. And they came to me, Ben Carson, a lot of good people. They said, sir, it's very tough to terminate it, but why don't we just amend it? I said, I don't want to amend it. What does amend it mean? Make it a little bit better for us or a little bit? I said, I don't want it amended. I want that regulation terminated. And they terminated the regulation, and nobody can believe it. And they want to drive God from the public square. To defend our Constitution from this madness, I proudly nominated Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the United States Supreme Court.
Now the people love ACB.
We'll fill that seat. She's done fantastically well. People can't even believe it. What a breath of fresh air, right? Isn't it nice? She's fantastic. You know what got me? Her professor, one of her professors, longtime professor, very highly respected all over the legal world, had many, many, many years of students. He said, the single greatest student he's ever had was Amy. And that was pretty good. You know, that meant something to me, right? That meant something to me. It is nice. You know, you're not allowed to discriminate, but I do like smart people on the Supreme Court. But... Now, Biden wants many people on the Supreme Court. He doesn't want to say. He said, I'll tell you after the election. What they want to do to the court will be a disaster. And by the way, you know, I put out a list of people. It's probably one of the reasons I got elected, but now we increase it by 20 great people that believe in a thing called the Constitution of the United States. But I put out a list so that when we choose, I said, I will only take somebody from that list. And they're incredible scholars and great at what they do. I said, Biden has to do that. Not just about packing. Is he going to pack? Got to know, who is he going to appoint? Because, you know, the AOCs of the world, AOC plus three, the AOCs of the world, Omar, I think we're going to win. You know what? I think we're going to win Minnesota because of Omar.
By the way, Ilhan Omar's campaign has been funneling millions into her husband's firm. Millions.
That doesn't even have a government. And then she comes here, she tells us how to run our country, and she hates our country, and we're going to win Minnesota, first time since 1972.
I think he's right. Pull up the map.
You imagine? Hasn't been won by a Republican, but we're doing very well there. Thank you very much, Omar. Ilhan Omar. Thank you very much. She's a wonderful person. Now, we got people, it's not even thinkable. You know, it used to be that Congress, they loved Israel. Today, it's almost like the opposite. It's crazy. What they've done to Israel is incredible. Not the Senate, in all fairness. But if you look at the House with Pelosi and these people, it's like they hate Israel. And they believe in Omar, who came in here, married her brother or something, and came in illegally. Come on, justice. Let's go, justice. Department of Justice.
Ooh.
Democrats will pack the court with radical left judges who will shred our Second Amendment, empower violent mobs, and protect terrorists and criminals. You know that. Biden's agenda would be a catastrophe for Florida seniors. Do we have any seniors in the room? No, I'm not a senior. Okay. I'm not a senior. Yes, I am. Especially for everyone.
All right, we'll be coming back with President Trump. But by the way, folks, it's okay now to criticize Ilhan Omar. She's now considered white. Yes, according to the University of California, she can now be considered a white. This is their new race chart here that we have. We may be covering this later. We'll be back though shortly. 60 seconds away. President Trump back.
There's only 5 days left in the InfoWars Total Blowout Mega Sale. 5 days left. I want to thank you all for your support because things are so unstable and so crazy and the supply chains are breaking down. I made the decision a month ago to sell out of our inventory and then to readjust and even see if we're going to be able to continue on in the future with this model of funding our operations by selling high-quality supplements and other products. And thanks to your support, we've gotten in enough money to reorder most of the best sellers. So I want to thank you all for your support. We still have a lot of our best-selling items available, but they're selling out very, very quickly. We still have 30 to 60% off, free shipping, and the big thing, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off on your next order. If you sign up for auto ship, you get additional 10% off. So some of these deals are so good, we lose money on the products. But regardless, it gets money into our coffers in the short term to continue the fight. Things are so critical right now with the election. Be sure to visit the site, InfoWarsStore.com.
But Big Pharma, I signed the most favored nations rule, which nobody can believe. Because, you know, last year, we're the only administration in
President
51
Trump
years
is live.
That
we
brought
rejoin.
Down the cost of prescription drugs. Do you know that? But not much. 1%. I'm not proud of that. 1%. But at least it's something. But the big deal is other countries are paying a tiny fraction of what we pay for the same exact drug. The same pill. 10 cents versus $2.50. And we pay by far more than anybody, and it's us, because they view us as suckers. So I said to Big Pharma, you're going to either do these things and get rid of the middlemen and all of the things that we do. You know, I'll bet you Hunter Biden is a middleman. You know that? I'm just... right? I'm just thinking.
There's Hunter.
Now I know. I don't know. You know, the middleman with drugs, the middleman. It's called the middleman. They never say the middleman or woman. They're not politically correct. They don't care. They make so much money. These are the richest people. I don't even know who the hell they are. I'll bet you that Hunter Biden has a piece of that action. The middleman. We're getting rid of the middleman. We're giving the governors the right, and your governor wanted it, the first one, to go to Canada, where the same exact drug costs 50%. They're going to buy in Florida until the favored nations kicks in, which will be even better. They're going to buy drugs from prescription drugs from Canada at 50% off, and you're going to get the benefit. Think of that. Because we have a long-time system that's corrupt, like so many other things, and hard to break, so we're breaking it by letting them go and buy. And we have various states, but Florida's going to be one of them. You're going to go, you're going to buy them for much less. But ultimately, that'll stop, because the greatest is favored nation. So you will have, and you will be paying, the lowest price. We're going to match the lowest price anywhere in the world. You're the biggest buyer, and that's what it's going to be. Plus, we capped insulin costs for Medicare plans at less than $35 a month. It was much, much higher, many times higher. My people did a great job in that. You know, insulin was driving people out of business, and people were dying because they couldn't afford it. They couldn't do it. And every senior on Medicare will soon be receiving $200 to help with the cost of your medicines. And we got that approved, too. We got a lot approved. Nobody has done what I've done for seniors, that I can tell you. We have a lot of great plans, too. Biden had 47 years to do what I did, but he's owned by the special interests and he's owned by the drug companies. He's never going to do this stuff. He can't do it. I don't need their money. I don't want their money. I never asked for their money. Who the hell knows? Maybe they gave me something along the line. Sir, you received $400 from Pfizer 7 years ago. But you know what? I couldn't care less. I'm here to do a job, then I'm going to leave, and I'm going to hopefully you're going to say I was a great president, but that's going to be in 4 years. That'll be in 4 years. Thank you. Thank you very much. Under my leadership, we're delivering a safe vaccine and a rapid recovery. We're doing things with FDA. They're giving us approvals in weeks as opposed to years. It's been incredible. If you vote for me, prosperity will surge. Normal life. That's all we want. We want normal life, right? Normal. We don't want anything. We want to be where we were 7 months ago. And next year will be one of the best and greatest years in the history of our country. That's what's happening economically, and that's going to lead to other things. This election is a choice between a Trump recovery and a Biden depression. He gets in, they're going to quadruple your taxes, they're going to take away all of the benefits that I gave you, which turned out to be a lot. You add energy and it's probably $7,000 or $8,000. Think of that, $7,000 or $8,000 a year. Did you ever see yourself with like $2 gasoline? Did you ever see that? Did you ever see that happening? How about less than $2? And at the same time, we are now energy independent and we have millions and millions of people working on energy. Millions of people. Millions of people. No, we're very proud of it. We are independent. We don't have to be in the Middle East. We don't have to be. We're there to protect Israel. We're there to help others. But we don't need it anymore. We used to need it. We don't need it anymore because of what we've done. And by the way, the fracking, this guy, he goes around talking about fracking all the time. I mean, think about it. There will be, under no circumstances, there will be no fracking. Then he gets it. He goes to Pennsylvania, and I love Pennsylvania. And he says, oh, wow, they have a lot of jobs here, about 1 million jobs fracking, right? He goes, I got a problem. So he goes, all right, who the hell cares? I've been saying this for 1.5 years, no fracking. Now he gets up. Yeah, we'll let you frack, absolutely. We never said that. And the fake news doesn't ever even ask the question. No, I mean, they don't even ask the question.
By the way, the Boilermakers Union that Biden claimed to have the endorsement out of came out and made a statement saying, no, we don't endorse Biden. So... another total fail from Biden.
Last night it was like a sleeper. Everyone's falling asleep. Why don't they ask him?
And by the way, while I'm on it, a union that is appears to be extremely corrupt in Philadelphia got raided by the FBI. Free Beacon has a story. FBI raids pro-Biden union in Philadelphia. They've been raided before. They've had problems in the past, so it seems to be a problem of corruption there. At the top, the actual electricians in the union, though, have come out by the numbers in the thousands asking the union to rescind their endorsement of Biden. So it's good people on the bottom that are Trump supporters, but the people at the top are corrupt, and that's why they've been raided by the FBI again, and that's why they endorsed Biden. It's corrupt at the top. So just so you have that, let's go back to President Trump.
I said, that's beautiful, but Joe's hand hasn't, but I saw his shoulder was moving. Right? Right? Because he knew, you know, his mind isn't so good, so he knows there's something bad going on. He's been doing this for 47 years, so he says, like, I got a problem. I have no idea what the question means, but they're all racing. So he's like this, and then finally he goes this, and I said, I just won the election. That's great. But then they deny it. Then they go and they deny. I've never seen anything. Whether it's that or the fracking or other things, they just deny it like it didn't exist. And they get a free pass from our corrupt media.
The emails.
It's a corrupt media. I used to say fake. I used to think that was one of the greatest things that came up. Fake news, right? That was me. But I said, you know, but now I have to go a step further. It's fake and it's corrupt. And a lot of times I leave the fake off because, you know, corrupt is the stage worse. And I'll tell you, and this is true, it's the single, which just about, it causes the problems, it's the enemy of the people. Our media is the enemy of the people. It's very, very dangerous what they do. And you've never seen it more than the last week between the big tech, and they're working on Section 230. You watch what's going to happen. But you've never seen a more egregious case than what's been happening over the last 3 or 4 years. I will deliver optimism, opportunity, and hope. Speaking of hope, Hope Hicks is here. Where's Hope Hicks? Where's Hope Hicks? the great Hope Hicks. You know, she was tested positive, but she's okay. Where's Hope? We want Hope, right? We want Hope. I used to say, we want Hope. And all these crazy people said, yeah, we want Hope. Where's Hope? Where's Hope? Come here. Come here. Come here, Hope.
Oh, you watch. The headlines will be Trump invites super spreader, Hope Hicks. And she won't have a mask on, and it'll be a whole thing.
She's shy, but not that shy. Come on, Hope.
Hey. Super spreader event. That's what they say now about Trump rallies. Super spreader events, even though no one gets sick.
Hope. We want hope. See?
All right, President Trump is getting them all fired up at a rally in Florida. We're going to be carrying this live for at least one more segment. Oh, see, Hope Hicks doesn't have a mask on. Super spreader event.
Thank you all so much, and thank you, President Trump. I have stage fright, so.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, we're going to be carrying this for one more segment, and then I've got to get Patrick Cowley on with breaking news in the 4:30 segment. But we'll be right back with President Trump live when we come back from this break. InfoWarsStore.com, folks. Do me a favor. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
ElectionCenter.com. Just type it in one time, and you've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos, where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech. And then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned InfoWars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
Where the hell did this water come from?
Where did it 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 come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
In fiction, supervillains are known as supervillains because they have gigantic, huge, global plans that are incredibly well thought out and incredibly complex.
And if I'd have told you a year ago, back in October of 2019, that a powerful billionaire who controls the UN would roll out a global hysteria and lock down the planet and starve millions of people and would be pushing a forced inoculation to even be able to leave your houses, and that this same billionaire would say we're all going to work from home now and that this was good to lower the carbon footprint and the human population. You tell me that's crazy. You tell me that's a dystopia. You tell me that's some type of science fiction comic book. But in reality, it really did happen. His name is Bill Gates, and he's the head of a major eugenics consortium that his father and mother set up more than 60 years ago. And we're living in this world Bill Gates has built. Until we start saying no, we are Bill Gates' property. It's time to expose Bill Gates.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
President Trump is live. We're going to stick with President Trump for one more segment. Then Patrick Howley joins me with big news.
I love her. And they love our family. How about Ivanka? Do we love Ivanka? Right? And Don and Eric and Tiffany, they all... And they gave up a lot. You know, you don't read that. I lost hundreds of millions, billions of dollars through this. You know, this cost me billions, right? I don't take the salary. It's $400,000, $450,000. I don't do this. But if an Arab gentleman happens to stay one night in one of my hotels for $642.13, headlines, Trump is ripping off the sun. These people are bad. Billions of dollars I lost by doing this. And you know what? It's the greatest investment I ever made because it's an investment in our country. It's an investment in our country. Thank you. The greatest thing I've ever done. And we are doing things that nobody else would have been able to do. And I'm only doing it because of you. And you know, when you think we're doing it together. But we are the difference between having a great country, and our country is going to be at a level in 2 years, 3 years. We need a little time to seed some of the things we've done. We still have more regulation cutting to do. We've cut more than any other administration in history by far, but we still have more. You know, it used to take 18, 17, 20, 21. It would take years and years, 21 years to get a highway approved. And then usually it didn't get approved. And it would cost hundreds of times more than anticipated. We have that down now to 2 years and probably one. I mean, things like that. And it may get rejected for environmental or safety reasons. That's okay. But it's going to go quickly. There's no reason. You've seen the charts. I put them up. All the process that you had to go through to get a simple thing done. And now we're building refineries. We're building incredible things. Things that were not... If somebody applied for a refinery in the old days... People would laugh at them. They'd say, you'd never get that approved. If you go to Louisiana, you take a look in Texas, you take a look at what they're doing in terms of refineries, right? It's incredible. The things we're doing are incredible. And that's all because of us. So this is the greatest thing I've ever done because nobody would be able to do what we as a group have been able to do for our country. So I'm working to make the antibody treatment that I received available to anybody that needs it free, because it wasn't your fault. It wasn't your fault. And I view it, I mean, they call it a therapeutic. I view it as a cure, because I didn't feel too good. I didn't have a temperature in a lot of years. All of a sudden, sir, you got a little temperature going now. That's great. And I woke up, and I'm telling you, it was literally the following day. I couldn't get, and Walter Reed Hospital, one of the great Walter Reed Military Hospital in the world. But I want to thank Johns Hopkins, too. The one thing when you're president and you're not feeling too good, you're laying in bed, there's about 14 doctors surrounding you. Where are you from? Everyone's like a who's who. But no, what they did is incredible, and we're making that available to everybody that needs it. I've signed an emergency declaration. We're telling everyone to get it approved. And we want to thank Dr. Hahn at the FDA. They're working very, very hard to get it approved very quickly. We're trying to get things approved in a matter of weeks. It used to take years. That includes other drugs for other things, where you'd have many, many years, and a person's terminally ill. and they go to Asia, or they go home. If they had no money, they'd have no choice. They go home and they die. But we have incredible drugs, but it would take another 4, 5, 6 years. It would take 10 years. We've cut that number down in half, maybe even more than half, for other drugs, cancer drugs, etc. But we have a thing called Right to Try. I talk about it every once in a while. I'm so proud of it. It has had such an incredible impact. Right to Try. It's a great name to me. And it's somebody is terminally ill, and we have a drug that looks really promising. And they're not allowed to use it because they're afraid it's going to make the person sick. I said, the person is going to die. But not that easy, because you had the drug companies didn't want to take the liability. You had the country didn't want to take the liability. The drug companies, as an example, they didn't want to have it on their records because somebody's that sick and it looks bad on their records. The person didn't make it. So I said, what we'll do is we'll set up a different sheet. We'll set up a different sheet, and maybe we won't even count it if somebody is so sick. And then, of course, you had the insurance companies. They hated the idea. And we got them in a room, and we had somebody. We had a very strong document that there will be no liability to the country, and you have an absolute right to try. So somebody's terminally ill. You have no idea how many people have been saved by doing this. Some incredible stories. So, I mean, that's one of many, many things. That's one of many, many things. People don't even talk about it, but it's been, you know, it's been just an incredible privilege. Through Operation Warp Speed, we will have 100 million vaccine doses before the end of this year. The vaccine will end the pandemic once and for all. And frankly, I'll say it, and they'll hate this. Well, they'll actually love it. Even without the vaccine, the pandemic's going to end. It's going to run its course. It's going to end. They go crazy. He said without the vaccine. Watch. It'll be a headline tomorrow. These people are crazy. Now it's running its course. We're rounding the turn. You see the numbers. We're rounding the turn. And, you know, this state 3 months ago, you know what happened? 3 months ago, we had a surge here. We had a surge in Texas. We had a surge in Arizona. Great governor. Great governor of Texas. Great governor in Arizona. Great people. And you have a great governor here. We had surges. And they went up and they went down. And now you're at your lowest numbers. And you're open, and you didn't close, and it's just amazing, right? It's great. So we're joined today by one of the greatest governors in our country, and I know a lot of good ones, and I can tell you there's some really bad ones, too. But this is a great one, Governor Ron DeSantis. Governor. Thank you, Ron. I heard your speech was great, Ron. I heard you did a great job. He's done a great job, and he's been my friend. Hey, Ron, are we going to win the state, please? Okay. You know, if we don't win it, I'm blaming the governor. I'll fire him somehow. I'm going to fire him. I will find a way. Anyway, thank you. And members of Congress and friends of mine and warriors, Matt Gaetz, who we said hello to, Matt. Great guy. Great guy. Is this your area a little bit? No? No, not too much. But they know him. Everybody knows. No, he's a warrior. He's a fighter. Also, Neil Dunn. Where's Neil? Neil, thank you very much. I like your tie, Neil. I like your suit and your tie very much. That's great. And another man who knows so much about the military, I'll call him a lot, Mike Waltz. Mike. He knows so much about the military. Good. The both of them. The both of them. Good. Great job. Thank you. Great to have you, fellow. Congressional candidate Kat Kamick. She's fantastic. Where's Kat? Aren't you like at a Trump 45 or something? Tell me, what? How many points up?
16.
How much?
16.
Well, that's pretty good. That's a good Trump district, I'll tell you. Kat's going to be there. She's going to win it. That's a great job. And a woman who was in charge of Michigan, you all know her. She was in charge of Michigan. Michigan hadn't been won by a Republican in decades and decades. She was horrendous to me. She kept calling me, please, sir, one more speech. Just come to Michigan. You're going to win it. I said, all right. Finally, toward the end, 4 years ago.
All right, President Trump goes on. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Patrick Halley. This news is too important not to cover today. We'll give you any updates from Trump's speech if they break.
Finally, the stagnant Republican establishment understands what InfoWars understands, what our listeners understand, what Donald Trump understands. We're in a digital civil war. There are giant filters filtering out 99% of communication going on every major tech platform. And now they're doing it to the private apps. They're doing it to text messages. They're doing it to email. This is mafia organized crime election meddling. But finally, when they blocked Hunter Biden and the Burisma information and the Chinese information and the photos of the crack pipes and all the rest of it, it's been confirmed to be real. Biden hasn't denied it. Finally, Congress got pissed and said, this is out of control. You've got to stop it now. We're taking action. Oh, and Jack Dorsey went, oh, it's a mistake. It's an accident. It's an accident. But they keep pushing and pushing because no one ever calls their bluff. Well, InfoWars is calling their bluff. And I want to thank you all for keeping us on the air.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to banned.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
The future isn't coming, it's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. We are all being incrementally destroyed.
I've got some really important and, quite frankly, bad news for you. We've confirmed from high-level sources in our own research that if Joe Biden's able to steal the election, and they're going to really try to do it, they're that crazy, they intend to not just shut down InfoWars, but have yours truly, Alex Jones, arrested. Now, here's the really bad news. They're coming after everybody, and they're coming after the economy, and they want to totally gut it and punish Americans for supporting Donald Trump and repudiating Hollywood and all the trash. But here's the really good news. The really good news. Humanity is awakening to this threat. We're no longer asleep. And we understand that the globalists are our mortal enemies. And we fundamentally understand that they're trying to end our nation and the free market and our Judeo-Christian roots forever. That's why we must come together now as Americans of every race, color, and creed and repudiate the New World Order and stand firm and vote for Donald Trump, but also the information war, support independent media that tells the truth. Like InfoWars.com. Thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life
is under attack.
This is the War Room.
Share this message right now at ban.video.
What a time to be in the info war, ladies and gentlemen. What a time indeed. Patrick Howley joins me now. Trump is still alive, but the news Patrick Howley has is too important, and then some other news he was covering last night is too important. Patrick, let's do this. Let's get into your breaking story at nationalfile.com, and let's talk about the global reset versus the American reset in the next segment. But you got the story right here on nationalfile.com. Exclusive. Texas poll watcher testifies on 2020 voter fraud in Houston. has photos. So this is Project Veritas 2.0, where we have the Democrats in Minnesota caught on video. We now have the photos here in Texas. You've got the story on nationalfile.com, Patrick. Break it down for us.
Yes, well, thank you. And, you know, Project Veritas is doing great work. I'm very good friends with James O'Keefe, so I don't do sting operations out of respect for him. But, you know, the investigative reporting we do here at National File, it's very similar to just kind of the newspaper style of old. And what's happening all over the country now is just people are coming to us, poll watchers and people all over the country who are telling us about the massive voter fraud rings that are just brazenly operating. And so this was yet another affidavit that's been handed over to the district attorney showing that the precinct captain, the acting precinct captain, and the rest of them there running the polls in Houston have been having stacks of driver's licenses, and they have drive-through voting now. And so it's supposed to be the poll worker's job to take their ID, go in and get them a ticket. But what they've been doing is taking one of the driver's licenses off their own desks, pairing it with a ticket, and allowing the people to vote illegally. And so that's all been laid out. It's, you know, it's all over the place. And, you know, it's going to be up to Ken Paxton, our good friend, the attorney general, and others to make sure that President Trump doesn't ever concede this election under false pretenses.
The good news is I don't think they're going to have enough cheating to win this thing. They're definitely going for all of it. I mean, they're definitely cheating for every inch they can get, but I still don't think it's going to be enough. You know, it's incredible though. President Trump in his speech today mentioned, you know, justice, Department of Justice, do something, you know, putting more pressure there on Barr and the Department of Justice. I mean, the fact that you haven't had national moves against what we've seen in Texas, in Pennsylvania, in Ohio, in Minnesota. I mean, this is out of control. They're going into mailboxes to look for ballots in states. I mean, you've never seen a more aggressive attempt to steal an election as you're seeing from the Democrats right now. Very little legal action. I do think Ken Paxton is a good guy. I mean, I think he'll take action here, but I mean, still, it should be every state's attorney general. It should be Bill Barr leading the way.
This is why we need a strong Republican Party. And it's what, you know, people like I have been saying for a whole long time, is that the Republicans, if they're not going to fight in times of crisis, then they're not only worthless, but they're an impediment to us. There's increasingly less point in having them unless they really put up a good fight and win this election as they did in 2000. You know, they have shown in the past that they want to win elections. They wanted to win in 2016 at the end. They wanted to win in 2000 and 2004. So, you know, we're rallying the troops. I'm making some unlikely alliances here. Not saying that Karl Rove is a good guy, but certainly calling me up on the phone. And we are making sure that all wings of the Republican Party are operating. This is going to be a citizen effort. We're not going to back down. President Donald Trump's going to be our president.
Yeah, and I'm urging everybody, and I told my crew, we're going to scald them with a hot, fiery iron rod if they don't vote. Maybe beat him with a stick. I'll find a whip, you know, a chain, whatever needs to happen. If my crew doesn't vote for Trump, you know, they're going to get punished. Can't wait till they publish the headlines on that comment. Back to your story, though. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, you've got the video. You've got the photos. Again, it's just caught red-handed voter fraud here. So there's a stack of driver's license. They do the drive-through voting, and basically it doesn't even matter. They just use the driver's license that they have a stack of to say, oh, this is a good voter. So, I mean, anybody could drive. They could drive up 20 times and vote, essentially.
Right. And, of course, we know that the Chinese have been importing driver's licenses fraudulently into the United States. And so there's a tremendous amount of people out there who don't really exist, but there are driver's licenses for them. And these people's driver's licenses are ending up on the poll workers' desks there. And that's what's going on with drive-by voting. So you can drive, you can vote like it's Taco Bell. You can literally vote like it's Taco Bell. Isn't that great?
I'll take a cheesy quesadilla and a chalupa and two votes for Biden Harris, please.
You know, I was just thinking about it, Owen. You know, my grandfather was kind of a working class John F. Kennedy Democrat, and he would be disgusted with what the party's turning into now. And since he's died, he's only going to vote for the Democrats three times this year.
Yeah, I mean, my grandma voted Republican her entire life, and until she died, she's been voting Democrat ever since.
Yeah.
It's a sad thing.
All right. Well, we're going to win this thing. Yeah. Oh, and we're going to win this thing. President Donald Trump is going to win, and the people are fired up, and the people are not going to accept this.
Here, let me just do this, because I agree with you. I do think we're going to win. I mean, I know there's going to be massive voter fraud. I think it'll overturn maybe Nevada. I don't think they're going to have enough in Minnesota. I don't think they're going to have enough in Florida, and they're going to need those. Texas is going to be a tough one. But I think Trump could even, I mean, Texas, and to me, Texas is really the big one. I mean, if they get away with massive voter fraud in Texas, look out. If they don't, I don't see a chance. But guys, pull up my, virtual map here. I want to see if Patrick Halley agrees with, what my projection currently is for election night. I have Trump at 319, Biden at 219. Eventually we'll have the graphic up, I assume, here. And so I wonder if you're disagreeing with anything I have up here, on the map. We'll have it eventually. It's fine. I know it's there. Everybody's scrambling around back behind me in the studio. Everybody's going to get it up, and eventually Patrick Halley will see it. Maybe not, though. Okay. There it is. There it is. Patrick, can you see that?
Yes.
You have any, do you have any qualms with that projection? You have any disagreements there?
Well, I think it's probably, that's the way it's going to be. However, what we have to take into consideration here is that Michigan and Pennsylvania are not going to call their results on election night. And then Gretchen Whitmer, like an attention-starved progressive white woman, is going to want the cameras on her during the so-called overtime period. And that's the point where, you know, we realize that, you know, if you take Pennsylvania and Wisconsin off on Wolf Blitzer's little election night map, that begins to create a situation on election night where there's going to be a lot of psyops. And so,
guys, pull that back up. Let's run through this proposal. Guys, pull Michigan and Pennsylvania off that map, and let's see what it would say. Cause I mean, it could be such an overwhelming. I mean, even if those went Democrat, if they just straight up stole it, Trump would still win.
Yep, yeah. So I mean, you know, look, we're hoping for a November 3rd victory where, you know, we can even lose Virginia. I'd like to win Virginia and carry this thing. You know, Ohio, I'm feeling pretty good. You know, don't quote me on these things, because there's a lot of counties like in Cleveland where they're going to be doing this paper voting, this lovely paper voting. So, you know, and you know, it's going to be a lot of those underprivileged, marginalized counties with the marginalized voices and the marginalized people, like in Milwaukee and Broward County, Florida, and some of these places. So, look, 2018, I was in the war room, different war room on election night, and we didn't do so hot, but we got Florida and Georgia. So, look, InfoWars is going to be on the front line, because we can't rely on Fox News and Mr. Karl Rove over there on election night. So, InfoWars is going to be you know, stepping up big.
Are you seeing and hearing what I'm seeing and hearing about early voter lines, bigger, longer waits than ever before? Do you think what's the story there?
Well, look, Democrats are mobilizing a lot of their people, their face masked, people, and their, Oprah Winfrey viewers, and their tabloid supermarket, headline readers.
Yeah, Sarah Silverman flashed the world to get you to vote Biden. Do you see that one?
Well, that's why I'm proud to vote for President Donald Trump. If there was any confusion. But, you know, look, we got to get our people out there, and we just got to get the big numbers. I mean, this let's have this be a joyous occasion, getting all of the wonderful Trump people to the polls to stand up to these demons, man, to stand up to these demons and to reject these demons and to say, no, goodness is not going to let you liars win. We're not going to let them win. We're going to win this thing. And, it's a war, baby.
Let's talk about the world reset, the global reset that they've now announced, the global government has now announced, versus the American reset that Trump is initiating.
A major life lesson just took place last night. The top story in the country was that Hunter Biden's laptop information had come out. Him with hookers and shooting porno movies and crack pipes, but the real news was how he had indeed been bought off by Burisma and had done so at the behest of his father, who was getting large parts of the money. But you see, Twitter and Facebook and others totally censored the info and even censored major news publications and even censored the president. But when the president and Congress said they were going to take action, suddenly Jack of Twitter said he didn't know it had happened and it was wrong. And that's the big life lesson here. Standing up and saying no to organized crime, racketeering, is the way to stop it. Groveling to it and letting big tech lie to us and run over us is the way to make these tyrants continue to go absolutely crazy. Remember, they support communist China and its death camps. What will they do to us? Well, we now know.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
COVID rollout has been extremely well planned, very well thought out, and has been incrementally orchestrated. First, it's 15 days to keep the hospitals empty. That's all lie. Then it's 2 months, then it's 6 months, then it's a year. Now, Bill Gates says 10 years. And people are not saying, I like my mask. I like my face diaper. I like my BD. And so getting into the fear, getting into the hysteria, getting into all the exaggerated death numbers, this is our new neurotic control freak society, overseen by robots, overseen by AI. And all of it is designed to make humans non-essential. That's why out of the gates they tell us, you are non-essential. You are non-essential. Your company, your restaurant, your job, your profession is non-essential. This is so incredibly authoritarian, premeditated, and Bill Gates sits on top of it. Come on, folks, let's reject this. This is your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word, and it became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-Pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest-end AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-Pack Power Stack now or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-Pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
InfoWars.com/show.
President Trump still going strong. Now, I'll put it back on my map. President Trump still going strong, ladies and gentlemen.
It's like an intuition.
Been speaking for almost 90 minutes now. Biden did another closet event today. Could barely even talk for more than 20 minutes. Low energy. Patrick Cowley put up a story last night on his Twitter feed that when I saw it, it was crazy because I was having a similar thought. And then I saw it and it kind of like was a new gear that clicked in my mind that made it all connect. And we've talked about this briefly here on the broadcast. It's a very complex situation. The global reset. The global reset. The global power structure, the establishment, the powers that be, the central banks, the foreign affairs, all these people, they want a global reset to bring us into a one world government that they control. You're seeing that now being rolled out with the fake pandemic. It's part of the agenda. Now, what does Trump want? The American reset. See, Trump travels the world. He goes to the UAE. He goes to Saudi Arabia. He goes to Japan. He goes to China. He sees their airports, their buildings, their downtowns, their technology, all of it. And he's saying, well, why doesn't America have this? How come you go to American inner cities and you see poverty and destruction and rust and rot and crime and disease, but you go to these other countries and you see, like in Japan, it's clean, there's very little crime, and buildings are going up everywhere. And so Trump is trying to launch the American reset right now. And he talks about the 20s being a booming economy where we're going to have clean cities again. We're going to have safe cities again. We're going to be building buildings again. We're going to be new airports, train stations, all of it. That's his vision. That's what he wants. That's the American reset happening right now versus the global reset. Patrick, you shared that story, how they're now coming out. They're not even hiding anymore. They're pushing for the global reset. They're openly using COVID now as the excuse because, you know, you're so scared of the pandemic. But Trump is in the way, and that's why they have to get Trump out. And Trump has the nerve to say, no, we're having an American reset. You can have your own reset. Do whatever you want. We're having an American reset, and this is why it's so important to get Trump in another 4 years, Patrick.
Yes, that's absolutely right. The America of yesteryear is basically – It's not holding up too well under this leftist Marxism. And so you have to understand that the global reset, which is what the World Economic Forum over there in Switzerland and what they want to do, and the UN and all these transnational unions, they're using corporations in order to be the enforcers of all this. So it's not even a question of the private sector against the government, really, because they're trying to use their assets in the government and the private sector. And so the partners on this global reset include Facebook, include Amazon. And so when you have the big corporations and the government basically merging to be this totalitarian state, you know, they're trying to crush America. Trump's talking about building buildings. They're talking about tearing down every single building in this country with the Green New Deal in order to make it conform. And this is all just wizardry. It's all just Aleister Crowley's Satanist evil wizardry. And the only way that it can pass is if nobody holds a mirror up to it and exposes it for its lies and for what it's trying to do, because it's satanic and it's very weak. And it's all based on illusion and image and popular culture and superficiality and demonry. And so, you know, if we expose that and wake the people up, you know, we can realize that our interests under President Donald Trump, the American reset, you know, that's the way to go. We don't want to be cogs in this one world awful system that's trying to exterminate us.
How do you think this goes? Because maybe at one point President Trump thought he could save major cities like New York or St. Louis or Baltimore that, you know, are decaying from within. But now there's a new trend happening where it's suburban areas, it's rural areas that pop up, that people are moving to, that kind of, you know, start up their own little main street. It doesn't have to be big, but there's a restaurant, there's, you know, it's just they got their own little main street, there's a bar, there's an entertainment venue, all of this stuff. To me, this is the American reset. It goes one or two ways. Either we can clean up the inner cities, stop the crime, stop the violence, stop getting all the jobs shipped out, and really reinvigorate, get them vibrant, safe, clean again, or people are just going to abandon the major cities forever, and you're going to have, you know, suburban, rural areas pop up, you know, miles away from inner cities where they'll have, you know, a little main street there for the town, but that's where everybody will go to hang out now.
Yeah, I think that's great, and I think that's a great vision for America, and we need to push that forward. However, you know, if they're going to be sending, you know, FEMA agents and sending CPS workers and sending contact tracers and everything into people's lives if they win this election or if they steal this election, then we can't really have that. Their whole system is about beating us down and making us helpless and making us feel worthless and demoralized so that when they come by, you know, and say, we'll give you $200 if you get the vaccine, then people will go and do it because, you know, this is really a clash between the insect people, the AI people, the transhumanists, the elitists, the oligarchs, the people at the top, against humanity and the will of the of human beings. And we need Trump to win in order to, you know, keep our representation in this system where they are consolidating most of the wealth in the world, and they're doing it at hyper speed. So we need to come back just as strong. You know, they have declared war against America and against all of Trump's supporters ever since Trump won that surprise victory. And so, you know, there can't just be one side putting up any kind of effort here. And I want to see things go peacefully. But peacefully, you know, you're going to see counties where, you know, we don't want these progressives. We don't want these Satanists. We don't want these demon baby killers and these South Africa-style mobs coming by trying to hurt people. And, you know, we're going to protect our Second Amendment, and we're going to make sure that our communities and our neighborhoods, you know, our kids are protected with guns and, you know, have homeschool communities. And so that needs to start happening quickly, too. You know, it's becoming impossible to coexist with people who want you dead.
I look at Austin, Texas, where InfoWars is headquartered here, and it's really the perfect example. I don't know if you've ever been here before, Patrick, but, you know, downtown is, you know, the infrastructure, the buildings, the architecture, it's still very, very, you know, new and fresh. Austin has not been a major, major big city for a long time. It's something that's kind of happened in the last decade or so. And I mean, the infrastructure's done a decent job keeping up, but you go downtown and it's got just all kinds of amazing potential. Great real estate, great businesses, great strips over here and restaurants over there and bars over there and riverfront over here. Great trails and river walks and parks and everything. And it just like, you know, a little spit shine. And it's like, wow, this is a great, beautiful city. I feel safe. It's clean. It's cool. It's got everything. It's got the feel of everything. And I'm not against the homeless here. I mean, they're not as bad as they could be. I feel bad for a lot of them, but there are a lot of degenerative homeless. There's a lot of drug abuse, but it's just, it's going the way of LA, and the Democrats have gotten in charge here and just destroyed the city. And now they want to tax us into oblivion too with new infrastructure spending that's going to totally fail. And I just see it. Austin is the perfect example. It goes one or two ways, like the old meme, which way, Western man? Austin can either go the way of LA, rampant homelessness, rampant violence, rampant drug abuse, and people don't even want to go downtown anymore. Or it can start going the opposite way. We can fix some of the problems we have. We can figure out what to do with the homelessness issue. We can stop all the drug abuse and the violence in the streets and the leftist mobs going around. And then it's like, wow, this is a great live music capital of the world. Hundreds of bars, hundreds of restaurants, parks, riverwalks, everything. But it's which way? But that's just one example. I mean, that's to me just the where America gets to decide where to go right now.
Yeah, I mean, we have to lead, because what you're seeing right now is an American middle and lower class that's been cut off from capital. And when the capital is all being hoarded by the globalists and people on Wall Street and people to, you know, do their AI experiments and blast up to their Mars colony or whatever it is that those folks do, and the capital is not coming in to feed the small business economy in America, that is what beats everybody down, saddles them with debt, and allows the communists to, you know, real take over their lives and take over their neighborhoods and just rule forcefully. So what we need to do is make sure that the regulations are basically wiped out for small businesses and get a ton of capital. The president's done a good job of that. And so that's what the American reset, it's all about. It's about building this country back to the way it could be and resisting all of the subversive ways that they try to break us. And they use the finance system and they use the stock market in order to do that. And so we've got to stand up to that, and we've got to really have two different visions of the economy here. And President Donald Trump, thankfully, is the president. So our side can be ascendant after this election, but we've got to make sure it happens.
And last night during Biden's town hall, he was saying how he wants to raise corporate tax, raise business tax. Horrible. In fact, yeah. Patrick, stick around if you can for five more minutes. I want to ask what your thoughts on last night's debate, Trump versus Guthrie, and then the fluff piece of the Biden town hall. We'll do one more segment with Patrick Alley. Folks, I barely plugged today. Please do me a favor. Would you do me a favor so that the big man doesn't get mad at me? Alex is going to beat my ass. He's going to be like, why didn't you plug today? We got bills to pay. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Spare me a little whooping here. We got to get some bills paid.
There's only 5 days left in the InfoWars Total Blowout Mega Sale. 5 days left. I want to thank you all for your support, because things are so unstable and so crazy and the supply chains are breaking down. I made the decision a month ago to sell out of our inventory and then to readjust and even see if we're going to be able to continue on in the future with this model of funding our operations by selling high-quality supplements and other products. And thanks to your support, we've gotten in enough money to reorder most of the best sellers. So I want to thank you all for your support. We still have a lot of our best-selling items available, but they're selling out very, very quickly.
We still have 30 to 60% off, free shipping, and the big thing, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off on your next order. You can sign up for auto shipping, additional 10% off. So some of these deals are so good, we lose money on the products. But regardless, it gets money into our coffers in the short term to continue the fight. Things are so critical right now with the election. Be sure to visit the site, InfoWarsStore.com. Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share Band.video.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
President Trump just finished his 90-minute speech. We've got 17 days to reelect President Donald J. Trump, folks. It's so imperative. Take your friend, take your neighbor, your family members, get out and vote. Do it in mass. Encourage others to do that. Patrick Halley is with us. Last night, Patrick, I said President Trump had his biggest night since his 2020 State of the Union, and Donald Trump had his biggest night since his election victory in 2016. A sound defeat of his debate opponent last night, Savannah Guthrie. The whole nation saw that she was the fill-in debate for Joe Biden. The whole nation saw that they both had town halls. Why couldn't they have a debate? That it was Biden who didn't want to be in the ring with him. And President Trump, if anybody, including myself, said he wasn't prepared for the last debate, boy, was he prepared for this one. He had her whole playbook. He knew every play she was going to run. He intercepted everything. He sacked her. A total victory last night for President Trump. Patrick Halley, what say you?
I love watching President Donald Trump intellectually dominate progressive white women, because you realize that Savannah Guthrie really is, she's the HR manager of our society. She is the one who has been picked by the globalist elites in order to represent things that the American people, I mean, it has nothing to do with us. You know, the concerns of her global elite people and the Katie Kirks of the world and the people in that world have nothing to do
this is why you're so smart, Patrick. It's so amazing the guests we have. That was it. Savannah Guthrie was up there as the mouthpiece of the New World Order. Savannah Guthrie might as well have not even be up there. She brought up everything that the New World Order wanted to try to take Trump down on and separate Trump from his base last night, and she failed miserably.
Yeah, because, I mean, people just don't like these people. They're insane, and there's not some kind of big white supremacy epidemic, and the Klan isn't, like, the big problem in the country, and it's so fake. And so when we only have one agent, we only have one representative, Donald Trump, in that system, I think you're going to see people racing to the polls because, you know, we can't lose this guy. And I don't know if progressive white women in the suburbs get it about, you know, oh, but he's mean or whatever.
I think progressive white women, you know, like to see safe cities too, even if they want to deny it. But, you know, think about this. For the last 2 weeks, I'm telling you this, folks, most people didn't even see it. Last night's debate with Trump and Guthrie was a Jedi mind battle. And Trump was like Yoda up there. I mean, seriously, it was unbelievable. It was dark magic versus white magic. I mean, it was just incredible. And, but when you look at the ratings, Trump dominated. When you look at the response, Trump was the clear victor. But here's what I'm saying. 2 weeks ago, you started seeing QAnon stuff getting purged everywhere, right? Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, they purged it all. And then last night, they bring up QAnon at the debate. Clearly planned. They knew they were going to do that. They wanted to stump Trump on it. So they cleared out all the QAnon stuff so people couldn't go look up what it was. Then they thought they could embarrass Trump on it. He won on that too. You'd think, oh, there's no way Trump could beat her on QAnon. He did. He beat her on QAnon, and now it's in the public eye. Whether Q's real or not, or you like Q or not, it doesn't matter. Now people are looking into it, and they're saying, Democrats, satanic pedophile cults, interesting.
Yeah, I mean, we are run by very, very sinister people in this world. And, you know, I always knew, I first met President Donald Trump in 2012, and I knew that he's a guy who really, really does not like these people. He doesn't respect these people. And he looks out at them as kind of old America, the last tycoon. And he's like, who are these people? I have no respect for them. Why am I answering to them? And so that paternalism, that real, credibility and trust that he has, what he represents for the American Republic, we can't allow that to fall to these idiots and these Gen X losers who, you know, are leftists. And, we need our people. We need our good people to carry this forward. And, Trump's our champion, man.
I'm feeling good, Patrick. It's going to be a fight. It's always going to be a fight, but Trump is steamrolling right now and America is steamrolling and coming back better than ever. I can just feel it. Patrick Halley from NationalFile.com, thank you so much for joining us. Folks, I'm telling you, hey, look, I'm very confident and feeling good, but you still got to vote. We have to vote. Take your friends, take your family. Go vote for Trump.
History is now. History is taking place in front of us. We are at the crossroads. We are now only 2 weeks out from the most historic and important election in world history. I've been saying that for over a year, but now people really understand I wasn't exaggerating. This is so critical. The New World Order wants to repudiate the nation state. They will repudiate the idea of America. They want to repudiate the idea of the Renaissance and the Enlightenment and bring in their technocracy. So they are throwing everything they've got at not just the American people, but the people of the world. That's why your word of mouth is beyond king. It is paramount. When you spread the articles, when you spread the videos, when you shoot your own video or write your own article or knock on your neighbor's door and talk to them or call your friends and family and tell them to vote for Trump, when you speak out against the system, when you do things that seem little, together it adds up into giant things. Many hands make light work. History's happening now. Take action now while you still can. Please, for all of our futures.
Gentlemen, we are in the final hour of the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. It's totally confirmed. President Trump is standing up to the deep state and the global establishment, the global criminal cabal, and they are coming after him with everything they have. And they're now even using the IRS to go into every transaction he's ever made to try to measure what his real value is and then to try to use that to demonize him. That's what's coming next. I just can't even imagine the next knuckleball they're going to throw after that curveball of a debate versus Savannah Guthrie that was last night. Folks, I just can't emphasize enough. You got to go vote and take 10 friends with you to go vote and tell them why that we have to vote Trump. Hey, do you like being free? Do you like prospering? You know, do you like having a future? Do you like making money? Do you like property? Okay, please vote Trump. Now, joining me is Joe Ordia from Virginia Freedom Keepers and another individual here who's tracking and covering the forced vaccinations with the medical cards and receipts to engage in commerce or public transportation that the Virginia governor is rolling out with the Virginia Department of Health. They also want to make it some sort of a race issue, I guess, too, because they have cultural messaging in their health documents, if you can even believe that. So Joe is with me now to cover this even more at length than we did yesterday. Joe, what worries you about this move by the governor and the Virginia Department of Health to say, hey, look, we're going to roll out the vaccines and now you have to have a card. And so if you want a driver's license or to travel or anything, you have to present that. So this is the equivalent of a mandatory vaccine.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good evening, Owen, and thank you for having us on. This is a critically important issue for all freedom-loving Virginians and Americans at large. If we allow the government to set a precedent that it can forcibly apply medical treatment against our consent, then we've set the precedent that it can apply other treatments in the future, perhaps against our will, whether it be forced sterilization, forced abortions. I mean, you name it. We have got to hold the line here on medical freedom. And so here's what we believe. We believe that every individual in Virginia and elsewhere ought to have the right to accept or deny medical treatment based on his or her own strong moral or religious convictions. In other words, a right to deny. If something conflicts with your personal beliefs, whether they be religious beliefs or philosophical beliefs, you should have the individual right to deny that treatment. We also believe that parents ought to retain the rights to direct the medical treatment of their children. Okay, and so parents, in consultation with their family physician, should have the right or continue to retain the right to direct medical treatment for their children. And of course, those that seek a religious exemption to any kind of a medical mandate or forced vaccination ought to have that those religious convictions respected as well.
Now, is this what you guys are fighting for over at VirginiaFreedomKeepers.org? And is this something that's gaining momentum? I mean, I would imagine, I mean, we saw what happened in Richmond when they were coming after the Second Amendment. Sadly, they came after it anyway. Do you have that same type of momentum and energy behind this force against mandatory vaccines in Virginia?
Absolutely, Owen, and I'm glad you asked that, because the two pieces of legislation that got the largest public outcry this year, number one was the attempted unconstitutional assault weapons ban, so-called assault weapons ban, and the second was the vaccination bill, House Bill 1090. And so this is an issue that is gaining ground, and it's gaining a lot of attention, and the audience is growing every day. When we first got involved with the medical freedom issue here in Virginia, the mainstream media had done a pretty good job of, you know, falsely branding us as a small fringe group of anti-vaccine extremists. However, now with COVID in the public consciousness and the idea that there might be a government mandated COVID-19 vaccine, now we're seeing more and more Americans, really all Americans, start considering this question of, is it right and proper for the government to force medical treatment on me, potentially without my consent? Is that a constitutional governmental activity, or is that to cross a line? And so, again, at Virginia Freedom Keepers, we're advocating for the medical freedom rights of all Virginians to accept or deny medical treatment based on their own convictions, and also to maintain the privacy about those choices. So that's what we're about here, Owen. We also believe that whenever there's a risk of an adverse side effect of a medical treatment, that you have to have full disclosure so that the individual patient has informed consent.
We're in a very hyper-polarized time politically, and it's sad how Americans and fellow men and women have been turned against one another, but you know, a lot of people are asking or wondering or making suggestions, what is their line in the sand? And we've seen censorship, and we've seen libel and slander and all kinds of different attacks against people, physical attacks. A lot of people, myself included, I mean, to get real with it, you know, what is the real line in the sand? You know, when does a guy with a big mouth become a guy with a big gun? And for a lot of people, myself included, that's when they come to force vaccinate me. That's when it's game over. That's when there's no playing around anymore. And so I'm just curious, is that message being sent to you as the leader of this group? Is it being sent to the governor, to the Virginia Department of Health, and to others? Because to me, this is just what I'm seeing and what I'm reporting, that a lot of people say, look, when you say you're going to force vaccinate us, there's no friendly games anymore. That's against the non-aggression principle in their view. I call it chemical rape, quite frankly, to come force vaccinate somebody. And so I think that this is, you know, a line in the sand that if they're willing to cross, I don't know how well it goes.
I agree with you 100%, Owen. So you saw what happened here earlier back in February. You were here for the Second Amendment rally. I was there down at the Capitol. If somebody comes to forcibly disarm you for many Virginians and many Americans, that is a red line. That is saying you're willing to just forcibly impose your will on me. You don't respect my right as an individual. And so for many people, that's a time to move from fighting with our First Amendment, like we're doing tonight, to then having to fight with our Second Amendment, which, you know, God help us, we hope it doesn't come to that. The medical freedom community views it in much the same way. I mean, you have to consider this. If a government agent comes to your house with a needle and says, I'm going to stick this in you, whether you like it or not, any freedom-loving parent that cares about the health and safety of their children has got to stand up and say, hell no, over my dead body. And that's what you're going to see. Oh, and that's why it's so important right now, because I'll tell you, we've been tracking the legislative process on this for a while. I think it's too late because of the timing of when this vaccine is going to become available to block anything legislatively. I think it's going to come down right now to individual freedom-loving Virginians. Pick up the phone, call your state delegate, call your state senator, let them know that you will not consent with an unconstitutional medical mandate, especially for a rapidly developed, untested COVID-19 vaccine. They have to hear from the constituents. They have to hear it from you that that the people of Virginia will not tolerate a medical mandate, especially this one here.
And if you can imagine, you know, like a cartoon or something with a line, the line where freedom ends and tyranny begins, folks, is when they come to take your firearms and when they come with their medical tyranny to force vaccinate you. Real quick, in the last 60 seconds of the segment, why do you think they're rolling both of these things out in Virginia right now? Is it because your governor is so corrupt? Why Virginia?
Owen, things are terrible here in Virginia, politically speaking. We have complete Democrat control of our state government. They have a trifecta. They control the governor's office. They control the upper and lower chamber of the General Assembly, and they also control the attorney general's office. And what we've had to sit through this year in Virginia, they are force-feeding us radical left policies, one after the other after the other. And because they don't need Republican votes for any of it, really, we are basically going to take as much as they choose to dish out. The only thing holding the line right now, and this is why I say it, the only thing holding the line right now is the public's unwillingness to accept it. And that's why you need to pick up the phone, tell your representative that you will not consent with a medical mandated COVID-19 vaccine.
Okay, let's come back and give out that clarion call again and learn more about you, because I know you have some political aspirations in your future as well.
You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said, nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. You get a lot of sunlight. It's on record to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I've pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins. InfoWars is an archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we become stronger. With Band.Video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why
we made one of our most popular formulas to date,
Super Male Vitality,
specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses,
and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes. We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and on Droids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We're back here in the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, broadcasting live to band.video. Joe Ordia is with us here from Virginia Freedom Keepers. I want to learn more about Joe, but first, Joe, put out that last clarion call again that you just said at the end of the last segment. What do Virginians need to do right now to stop this creeping medical tyranny that is coming to their doorstep?
Absolutely, Owen. Right now, all freedom-loving Virginians that want to keep sovereignty over their own bodies and over their children's bodies need to pick up the phone and call their elected delegate and senator and let them know that you will not consent with a COVID-19 vaccination mandate. They have got to hear it from the people. Because, as I said, legislatively, we're kind of too far into the process to change it there. People need to know this, that as the law exists in Virginia right now, the health commissioner has the authority to issue a mandate, a vaccine mandate order. There is no exemption as it currently exists, which means there is no religious exemption, there is no moral exemption, or even a pre-existing medical condition exemption for an order from the health commissioner during a time of emergency. And so that's why you have to realize there's nothing that the legislature or the code of Virginia can really do at this point to stop it if the COVID-19 vaccine becomes available in the next month or two. It looks like we may have one in that time frame. So they've got to hear it from the people. Guys, the power has and always has been with the people. They have to hear it from you that you guys do not want this and you will not put up with it. So please make that call.
It's amazing how President Trump is playing mental gymnastics with these people and doing corkscrews and, backflips and everything. And now they don't even know what they want to do with the vaccine. I mean, they wanted it to be mandatory by now, but then Trump came out and said, yeah, we'll do the vaccine. And now they're like, well, you don't know if we can have it and maybe next year. So, I mean, this is just crazy. But you're absolutely right, Joe, to get the people of Virginia active to fight this because, folks, once they get this in, once they get the forced vaccines in, it's over. There's no damn stopping tyranny from coming. If they have the medical tyranny, everything else follows. But, Joe, you're with Virginia Freedom Keepers. VirginiaFreedomKeepers.org is your website. I'm also informed that you're looking at some maybe having some political involvement yourself there in Virginia. So real quick, tell the audience about yourself, what made you get involved with this and where you want to go in the future.
Sure. Well, you know, I've been an advocate for liberty and freedom for the past 15 to 18 years. I'm a strong supporter of the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and I want to see those freedoms preserved for the next generation. I have 5 children, and I would like for them to inherit the freedoms that I inherited when I came of age to the extent possible. And that's why I feel compelled to get involved in these issues now. And why I've chosen to ally with and get involved with the Freedom Keepers group. It's a great group. It's a bipartisan group, mostly parents that would like to see them be able to retain their right to direct medical treatment and, if necessary, reject or defer medical treatment for their children. So it's a great group to get involved with.
And then, I don't know if that's your family there, but you've been speaking at events. So what type of events are happening? I mean, are these all about the medical tyranny, or are you guys talking about the Second Amendment too?
So with Virginia Freedom Keepers, we are primarily a medical freedom focused group. However, you know, within the liberty community, there's a lot of overlap, particularly between the medical freedom community and the Second Amendment community. I mean, Owen, you've got to understand, a government that would take your guns would have no problem jamming a needle into your arm, or vice versa. You know, the mindset of the globalist is you're not a divinely created person with certain unalienable rights. They look at you as a piece of livestock, right? You're a piece of livestock. You have some value. They feed you. They shelter you. They provide some basic things for you. And they expect that you're going to provide work and energy into the economy for them. But, I mean, you got to realize, if you think that the state can just jam a needle into somebody's arm against their consent, how does the state view that person, the value of that individual?
Well, no, exactly. You said it. It's livestock. It's cattle. It's like, you know, a cattle rancher saying, okay, it's season to go hit my cows or whatever with a medicine. The cows don't have a choice. That's how they look at it. You're 100% accurate on that.
Yeah, so we've got to stand up to this. We've got to make sure that people understand what their rights are, that their rights are under attack. Because make no mistake, freedom and liberty are under attack from all sides here. And so that's why I chose to get involved. You know, I haven't, certainly haven't made any official filings to seek any public office yet, but I am considering it. I mean, things are so bad here. Things are so bad. And we're going to have to do something here because, it's here. We've all known it's been going this way, but it's here. They try to take the AR-15s. They try to kick us all off of social media with the censorship. They're trying to set a precedent. They can just force whatever vaccines they want into our arm against our consent, with or without. And the other thing that the audience needs to know about the vaccination issue is that the pharmaceutical companies have immunity from damages. So if there's any kind of injury or damage that arises from, let's say, a COVID-19 vaccine or any vaccine, the vaccine companies aren't liable. There's a special government agency that's set up to handle any claims that come in of that nature, but the vaccine companies themselves are not liable. And that's another part of this whole medical freedom debate that I think gets lost a lot. See, the mainstream media has done a great spin job into falsely branding us as anti-vaccination or anti-vaccine extremists. In reality, we're not anti-vaccine at all. I believe that vaccines have some value, and I believe that they should be made available for those that wish to have them. So we're not anti-vaccine. We're just pro-individual choice and pro-informed consent. And I think if the public knew that the vaccine makers have zero liability for, you know, selling a vaccine or distributing a vaccine on a mass scale, even if it does cause some injuries, then, you know, at some point you've got to step back and say, wait a second, there's a massive conflict of interest here. These vaccine companies that say they're all about keeping us healthy, they have a financial interest in selling as much vaccine as possible, right? Number one, because they profit on the front end for that. There's no downside liability for injuries. Then, worse yet, they have another incentive for us to be sick later on in our lives so they can sell us medications again. So I think, you know, you just got to look at it like this. The way the law exists right now, the way that the pharmaceutical industry has been able to financially influence politicians, and the fact that they have a profit incentive to vaccinate you as much as possible and then keep you as sick as possible for as long as possible so they can sell you medications on the back end. It's just, it's fishy. Oh, it's fishy. And that's why we've got to maintain that right for individual choice in directing our healthcare.
Yes, and many believe it's even criminal. Joe, thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, you put it right on the head, and this is why Trump ran for office. You know, the average American is seeing how bad it's getting, and they're just, they're wanting to do something. They want to fix the country. They don't want to see this trend of, you know, fake liberalism and communism and socialism continue to drag us through the mud here. So a lot of people like Joe are fighting back, folks. So remember, VirginiaFreedomKeepers.org. Joe, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, guys, here's what we're going to do. We got two segments left. I'm going to put out some news. I'm going to open the phone lines. In fact, I can probably give out the phone number in 3 seconds. 877-789-2539. That's why I'm a pro.
I've got some really important and, quite frankly, bad news for you. We've confirmed from high-level sources and our own research that if Joe Biden's able to steal the election, and they're going to really try to do it, they're that crazy, they intend to not just shut down InfoWars, but have yours truly, Alex Jones, arrested. Now, here's the really bad news. They're coming after everybody, and they're coming after the economy, and they want to totally gut it and punish Americans for supporting Donald Trump and repudiating Hollywood and all the trash. But here's the really good news. The really good news. Humanity is awakening to this threat. We're no longer asleep, and we understand that the globalists are our mortal enemies, and we fundamentally understand that they're trying to end our nation and the free market and our Judeo-Christian roots forever. That's why we must come together now as Americans of every race, color, and creed and repudiate the New World Order and stand firm and vote for Donald Trump, but also the information war, support independent media that tells the truth, like InfoWars.com. Thank you.
Yesterday, the parent company of YouTube, Google, put out an email for the world to see. And they bragged that 200,000 plus videos have been removed for criticizing Bill Gates, criticizing the UN, criticizing vaccines, criticizing the coming forced inoculation that's been announced, and the contact tracing apps on our phones to leave our houses. Isn't that nice? And they said, oh, no criticism of Bill Gates or vaccines or adverse reactions will be allowed. And of course, they've passed a law saying that when you get sick from the inoculations, they will have liability protection. The perfect storm. Oh, of course, when you look at Alphabet, the parent company of Google, and of course, YouTube, they just so happen to be heavily invested in hundreds of big pharma companies and over a dozen big vaccine makers, and they're invested with, you guessed it, Billy Boy Gates. So the electronic straitjacket and gag is going on us right now. I suggest we take action and Congress take action now.
It's taken me 2.5 years to finally even be able to convince Congress and the rest of the world that we were only the initial target to set the precedent for coordinated big tech censorship. Now the world finally understands it. But we don't have 2.5 years for the learning curve to take place this time. Bill Gates and the UN are on record saying the lockdown is permanent. It is a plan to lower carbon footprint. It is a plan to make the world population poor. It is a diabolical power grab. It is a revolution against the Industrial Revolution. They call it the post-industrial world. And it's the excuse for them to take control of every facet of our lives and implement absolute authoritarianism. So, again, to everybody out there, if you love your children, like my daughter that just woke up here, and if you care about yourselves and any future, you need to get awake, you need to understand this information, you need to warn others, okay? It's a life and death situation.
If you pay close attention to what big tech is actually saying, and more importantly, what they're actually doing, when they shut down the Hunter Biden laptop story, that was a test to see if they could work in concert to totally suppress information, because they've also been on record saying coming up on Election Day and thereafter, they're not going to let anyone but, quote, authoritative sources, that means CNN, New York Times, what a joke, come out and say who the real winner is. That way they can contest the election even though Trump's the clear winner, hold everything up with the ballots, then cause a constitutional crisis, call for secession, and have the UN come in and declare the election for Biden. This is what John Podesta and others are on record saying. And so when you see them in concert censoring something like the Hunter Biden laptop story, that is a drill, that is a test to get all their systems ready, but also to condition the public that big tech works in unison to suppress speech and information. This is election meddling 101. This is illegal.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The silent majority is no longer silent.
This is the War Room.
That's right, folks. Joe Biden will be on a leash from China, but he'll be removed, and then it'll be Kamala Harris, and she'll just be on a leash for anybody. I mean, a political whore. Excuse me, but it's just true. I mean, I don't even care about what she did with Willie Brown to get into politics. That's fine. But now she's just, you know, a political, you know. All right. You know what? I'll just stop right there. I've kept it pretty clean today. I'm not sure, guys, did we get the lines open? I still don't have the board in front of me. I want to take your calls today, your thoughts on last night's Trump-Guthrie debate and the Joe Biden fluff hall, the clown hall. In the meantime, while the crew aggregates these calls, let me do the news blitz to just clear the desk of all this news. So no rhyme or reason necessarily here, just picking up the news and getting into it. Trump administration announces deal with CVS and Walgreens to administer COVID vaccine to seniors in long-term care. Trump has really taken control of the narrative on this situation. And while we're not for the vaccines, you can see how he's not necessarily for the vaccines either, but he's taking control of the narrative. And now he's got the left and the globalists flip-flopping around like a fish out of water. How to first get you to take the vaccine. Oh, but then no, wait, don't take it now because it's Trump's vaccine. And but wait, Trump's going to give you a poisonous vaccine. But wait, no, the vaccines are always safe and effective. So, I mean, they're floundering big time. Speaking of floundering, Andrew Cuomo, boy, how does this guy ever win another election? Or how is this guy not in jail is really, I guess, the better question. Jewish congregations sue the state of New York as Governor Cuomo calls for more coronavirus testing at schools. And now Cuomo has sent secret squads. So get this. They canceled plainclothes police in New York City who stopped gun crimes. They defunded those. And Cuomo now has a private plainclothes police force going to Jewish synagogues and taking pictures of anybody who walks in. Oh boy, I almost, you know what I'd like to say to Andrew Cuomo, ladies and gentlemen? Rhymes with fire truck. You dirtbag commie. Criminal scum. Total scum, that guy. Life sentence in prison for Andrew Cuomo for what he did to the nursing homes, killing people with COVID. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it all comes to fruition. If you follow the War Room, you know this narrative. You know this job. In American crisis, New York Governor Cuomo gives halftime review of pandemic response with his new book. Oh, wow. Cuomo just got a book deal, too. Boy, now you know it's real. Now you know what's up. The old book job. Somebody comes out against Trump. Somebody does something totally corrupt in broad daylight. And then they get a book deal the next night. Like magic. Like magic. And then they just buy their own books with all their little publishers and their outlets and everything. And nobody actually buys the book. But in the book, Cuomo claims he's a hero the way he handled COVID. I'm not even kidding you. The worst. I mean, they want to talk about morbidity rate, or they want to talk about America had the most death or all this crap. It was all in New York. Seriously, Andrew Cuomo might be one of the biggest pieces of crap that humanity has ever put out there. The worst of us is Andrew Cuomo. Life prison sentence for that man, please. All right, they've released the debate commission. The anti-Trump debate commission announces Kristen Welker, the next moderator of the debate. Here are the topics. Fighting COVID-19. So there's a fake topic, one. So we're 0 for 1. American families. Okay, all right, we'll talk about American families. We're 1 for 2. Racism in America, oh, another fake candidate, another fake topics. Okay, now we're 1 for 3. Climate change, oh boy, now we're 1 for 4 on real topics, another fake topic. National security, all right, and leadership. Okay, so you got about half the debate's going to be clown town, and then half the debate will be real substantive. But, folks, there's going to be a knuckleball before this debate that you can't even imagine, okay? Did you see the curveball they threw us last night? I'm about to get your responses to it. What knuckleball are they going to throw at us before this one? The hero from last night's debate was Trump, but it was also Myra Jolie. Boy, did she garner a lot of attention last night. An immigration lawyer, an immigrant from Dominican Republic, and the left, of course, is doxing her. Good luck with that. 1984, I'm in you. Sex banned indoors for tier two couples living apart. So, you know, I tried to make sense of the story, and they got all these different tiers and nonsense in Europe and in England about what you can do, and married couples can have sex, but non-married couples can't have sex. How long have you been dating this person? Okay, maybe you can hang out indoors. If it's been less than 2 weeks, you can only do it outside. I mean, literally, folks, that's how big of a joke it is. I mean, can you imagine you're hanging out with, you know, your wife or something, your girlfriend, and you're on the couch watching a movie, things are getting a little hot and spicy. Maybe you get, you know, horizontal, and then somebody pops up with a flashlight. Excuse me, you're not wearing a mask. COVID pandemic. What tier are you in? How long have you been dating? Oh, sorry, no activity for you. Jail time. These people want to be involved in your sex life, dude. I'm sorry. Oh, boy. Less funny here. Seattle grandparents with thin blue line flag targeted in drive-by shooting. So more liberal Democrat terrorism. Attacker shouts Allahu Akbar before beheading teacher in Paris. And it turns out, yes, this Muslim radical beheaded a teacher in Paris because that teacher showed them a Muhammad cartoon when explaining them, you know, what happened with the, what was the name of that French publication? I forgot, that published Charlie Hebdo. Thank you. That published the Muhammad picture. So, you know, you go out and behead him. That's, you know, loving and tolerant. It's very assimilation. You know, look, we called this, folks. It was as obvious as a, you know, as a rock, you know, a boulder coming right at your face. FBI informant was one of the most active leaders pushing crackpot Whitner kidnapping plot, according to the defense. And folks, it's all come out. I don't have time to go through all this. It was multiple FBI agents. They ran the whole thing. They set these guys up. And, you know, look, folks, I'll be honest. There's a lot of people that, you know, we have a big audience. And there's a lot of people that come to me that, you know, I warn them. I say, hey, look, you better be careful. Be careful what chat groups you're in. Be careful who you're talking to. Be careful what you say. Because they'll come up to me and they'll say crazy stuff. And it's like, okay, you're either trying to set me up or someone's going to set you up. So just be careful, folks. Stevie Nicks says, you wouldn't have Fleetwood Mac if I didn't abort my kid. Okay, so great. So that's the price now of having a successful band is murdering your child. Of course, that's ridiculous. You could have had Fleetwood Mac and a kid, you lying bitch. Demi Lovato on criticizing Trump. I literally don't care if this ruins my career. Ruins your career, she says. No, it won't ruin your career. Your career will be fine. What it ruins is your integrity. As we now know, you have none. Jay-Z's team holds a Black Lives Matter rally in Wisconsin. And guess who showed up with a new Ebonics accent? Linda Sarsour. I'd play the clip, but I don't have time. Literally, like, she thinks she's Nicki Minaj now or something. It's the wildest thing I've ever seen. And I promise when we come back, your phone calls, I promise. So I guess they've now concluded the WNBA Finals, too. I really don't know what's going on. But Sue Bird, a WNBA legend, and then LeBron James, NBA legend, very similar career, 17 years in the NBA, four championships apiece, but their salaries, folks, this is just so unfair. LeBron James is making $37 million a year, and poor little Sue Bird is only making $215,000 a year. I mean, folks, we can't stand for this. So I think LeBron James should give 90% of his salary to Sue Bird, or at least half, just to level the playing field. I mean, this is so misogynistic for LeBron James to take so much money when there's women making a 1% of what he makes. So I must condemn the misogyny and the bigotry and the sexism of LeBron James to accept a $37 million paycheck for this season when his counterpart, Sue Bird, is only making $200,000. That's not fair, LeBron. That is not fair, you misogynistic pig.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
I've got some really important and, quite frankly, bad news for you. We've confirmed from high-level sources in our own research that if Joe Biden's able to steal the election, and they're going to really try to do it, they're that crazy, they intend to not just shut down InfoWars, but have yours truly, Alex Jones, arrested. Now, here's the really bad news. They're coming after everybody, and they're coming after the economy, and they want to totally gut it and punish Americans for supporting Donald Trump and repudiating Hollywood and all the trash. But here's the really good news. The really good news. Humanity is awakening to this threat. We're no longer asleep. And we understand that the globalists are our mortal enemies. And we fundamentally understand that they're trying to end our nation and the free market and our Judeo-Christian roots forever. That's why we must come together now as Americans of every race, color, and creed and repudiate the New World Order and stand firm and vote for Donald Trump. But also in the information war, support independent media that tells the truth. Like InfoWars.com. Thank you.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. But most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to band.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out, and since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's moderating the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned InfoWars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Crack crew. No, not Hunter Biden crack. Real quick, before I go to your phone calls, tomorrow in Austin, Texas, there is a rally for President Trump happening at Woolridge Square at noon. I'll go ahead and announce that I will be there with an old friend of mine. An old friend of mine that might be a armored truck. So if you want to come out and join us noon tomorrow, Woolridge Square, I'll be out there. Some of the crew will be out there. Deanna Lorraine will be out there. And we'll be hanging out for about an hour or so. if you want to join us and be a part of that. President Trump also will be live in about probably an hour or so at a second event today in Georgia. Harrison Smith will be covering that live tonight at 2020electioncenter.com. Okay, phone call time. Let's start with Lisa in Texas. Lisa, go ahead.
Owen, I was calling because there is a video on it's Bill Gates exposed leaked CIA briefing.
Oh, sure. I've seen that video. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, tell people what's in it, the document they go over.
Yes, and in the video, basically Bill Gates is explaining that those who are religious, or he calls fanatically religious, fanatics, have a certain gene in comparison to those that are not religious fanatics.
And they want to turn that gene off with a scientifically engineered vaccine that targets that gene.
Exactly.
So they can become God. Yep.
Yeah, and that is so important because I'm not saying that, because this was in 2005, so I'm not saying that that's what's going on right now, but there's a big possibility that that could be it.
Well, look, let's explain. They want to, it's the same thing with the fluoride in the water. They want to disconnect humans from God. They want to disconnect us from the Creator. And they want you to think that you're basically a squirrel turd, you know, evolved from pond scum or something. So they all know, look, they all believe in God and the devil. They all know that this was created. This is not happenstance. Who knows? They may even be flat earthers. I mean, you know, so at the end of the day, people need to understand that's their big, look, the big secret is, folks, the big secret is, yeah, we were created. We're divinely created. You're in God's simulation. You're in God's mind. You're in God's whatever you want to call it. So that's the big secret, and they're keeping it from us. And they have all this ancient history, all this ancient text, all these ancient things, these rituals, everything. They've got access to all of it, and they're trying to completely cut the rest of us off and then form a new advanced human civilization where they'll be able to walk around and breathe and everything, and then humans will be in like basically Bubble Boy hazmat suits, and it'll be like Mad Max where you look up and you're like, oh my gosh, how can that individual survive not in this suit in the toxic environment? And it'll all be fake. And then that's how they now assert themselves over us as a dominant species. And we're not going to allow them to do it. Lisa, thank you so much for the call. Very important information. Let's go to Liberal in New York. Liberal, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I'll be as succinct as possible. I have two requests of you. I know earlier in the week you stated that you listen to your listeners or your callers and you respond. So my two requests are, one, I would like for you to take and step away from the left-right paradigm for a second and read the work by Whitney Webb on Operation Warp Speed. Are you familiar with Whitney Webb and her work?
Yes. And who does she write for?
Well, this article, I think, was posted at The Last American Vagabond. But just search engine her name and Operation Warp Speed, and you should find an article that she does. In fact, she does a series of articles on Operation Warp Speed. And I would like for you to read it over the weekend or read it with Harrison or something like that and come back next week and have a discussion on the information that's in it.
Okay, well, I'll have the crew. I mean, is there a specific one you want me to read? I'll have the crew go to it right now and print it.
Hold on. You can go to Google and Oracle to monitor Americans who get Warp Speed COVID-19 vaccine for up to 2 years.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, and in the article, it details, and it doesn't matter, as I said to Harrison, I believe, yesterday, so it doesn't matter to whom is in political power, because right now this Operation Warp Speed is Trump's baby. And if you take a look at the article, and everything is open source, the information is out there. As little information as there is, the information is still out there. And it details the intimate relationship between Montes Sulawi, the CIA, the NSA, Google, Oracle, and a whole...
Well, I'll tell you what, not equipped to really have this discussion right now, and I'm sorry, it's just I got to take other calls, and I know you could inform us right now, but we'll print the articles and I'll look into it. But just as a bottom line statement, look, I don't like Operation Warp Speed. I'm not for these vaccines over a fake pandemic. So, I mean, you know, as you said, forget about the left-right paradigm or whether I like Trump or not. Believe me, the last thing I want to see is anybody rolling out a vaccination program nationwide. It just scares me. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Josh in Tennessee. Josh, go ahead.
The guy for Freedom Keepers Virginia. I'm part of a organization called Tennessee Stands, and I'm friends with the guys that are running it. It's a lawsuit. Basically, it was started because the governor and our state is being sued right now on the lockdowns. And this is an organization that's also going to take up the mantle of the vaccine discussion. Because let me tell you something. Governor Bill Lee, who we had high hopes for, man, I don't know if he's been absorbed into the machine of the Democrat Party in Nashville or what's going on. But we have his flight logs. He's been, you know, for the last several months, he's been flying with Bill Gates and with other people for like six times, you know. If you go back, I know David Knight.
Man, they are coming after y'all in Nashville, man. Sad.
Listen to this. The Tennessee Constitution is amazing, and that's what we're suing on. We have a great foundation. Jefferson said that the Tennessee Constitution was the least imperfect. And Article 1, Section 2 of our Constitution says this: the doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind. So that's the basis of this lawsuit for our Constitution. It's against the Emergency Powers Clause. But we're going to take up the mantle of the vaccine discussion. This organization is amazing. And I would really love to help connect you in with the guys that are doing this. I think it would be great people to have on for this discussion.
Surely, surely. So let me just do this. Go ahead, guys, put him on hold, and we'll have the producer Scott make sure we get a connection there, whether it's an email or how we handle that. The producer Scott will take care of that in a break, right now. Okay, let's take quickly bacon, egg, and cheese in Michigan. Go ahead, bacon, egg, and cheese.
Can you hear me?
Do you have bacon, egg, and cheese? Yes.
Oh, hey, man. Well, it was sounding like just here recently they were starting to crack down on all the right people, you know, like with the emails from Hunter and like really getting into the SEAL Team 6 incident. And it seems like they're cracking down at the right time. I don't see how Joe Biden could win, but if he did win, it sounds like they would take out the key players that would really be surrounding him. What do you think about that?
I'm not sure. What do you mean exactly?
Like by exposing Hunter Biden and maybe getting Hillary Clinton arrested for like the Benghazi thing.
Mm.
Or do you just not see that happening?
No, I think that this is all. There's two separate revolutions happening. You know, all the revelations of Hunter Biden and whatever else is going to come out to that. Are not connected with the Democrat plan to basically remove Biden immediately after his inauguration and replace him with Harris. So they don't want to destroy the Democrat Party entirely. They just want Biden to get in with the name recognition and then get him out so Kamala Harris can be, but who knows? Maybe they'll like Biden in there who can't think or can't do anything because they'll just, you know, make him sign any bill. He won't even know what he's signing. Bacon, egg, and cheese. Thanks for the call. Real quick, Debbie, last caller, Debbie in New Jersey. Debbie, go ahead.
So, Owen, I agree with you 100% when you go on your rants about, you know, you want to kill these people, right? Because I do, too.
Whoa, I've never said that. Let's bet for the record. I've never said that, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, like, you know, the whole treason issue. That's what I mean by that.
Yes, the punishment for treason is death.
Absolutely. I just wanted to get to the point quick. I'm sorry, but anyway.
No, it's okay. You know what they'll do. So just, but go ahead. 30 seconds.
Right. Okay. They get away with poisoning us with fluoride, chemtrails, all the GMO, the 5G, but yet, God forbid, one of us says they should be executed for treason. We're the criminals. I'm sick of it. I am so tired of it.
The good news is, Debbie, you're not alone, and people are getting sick of it, and more is coming out every day, and America really is waking up. I mean, it really is happening. I mean, it's a death battle right now for the future of America, like politically speaking, but people are waking up. I know you're seeing it. Hey, do you think Trump could win New Jersey?
This state is a communist lost asshole.
So I guess not. All right, Debbie, God bless you. You stay classy, Info Warrior.